want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Jerk-faced comedian, or rather magician, Gaddy was buried alive.
You know, I told you last week that I thought this was a fake.
Right.
And I stand by it even more now. When I saw him come out of his tomb, all wobbly.
Yeah,
all wobbly-like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it says in the newspaper he lost 20 pounds. He doesn't look like he lost 20 pounds to me.
No, they seem to have hyped it up quite a bit. I mean, when they're showing him being assisted and, you know, as he's making his way out of his casket.
I'd like to point out that the guy is a magician,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The guy fancies himself as a modern-day Harry Houdini.
Right.
If he's not a magician, if this wasn't a stunt, if this wasn't an illusion,
mm-hmm. Correct,
then what's the big deal with digging a hole in the ground and burying yourself in a hole for 7 days? It's a trick.
Right.
I told you when I did it at a car dealership,
mm-hmm.
there was nothing fancy like a hologram or anything. Just when it got to be nighttime, they said to me, go ahead, get out, go to the Quality Inn across the street, and come back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock and get ready to get in your glass box.
And, you know, I'll take it one step further, that even if he really was buried in there, even if he was there, so what? I mean, I put it right up with ballooning,
right.
With ballooning around the world.
Right.
One,
you know,
why?
One New Yorker says she saw him roll out of the thing and push a dummy in his place.
Oh, really? Who says that, Buzz? I wouldn't be surprised.
An anonymous woman who was quoted this morning in the New York Post.
Well, it's just fake-a-rooney that the guy's got a big magic special on TV, I think, sometime this week.
Isn't he the street magician?
Yes.
Isn't he that famous street magician that, like, does card tricks for people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely he is. You know, the guy's a magician.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's a faker. He's an illusionist. Why doesn't he just let on and say, listen, I just pulled a great scam on you guys. You know, I'm a magician. You know, that's like David Copperfield digging a hole and burying himself for a week. You know that he's doing a gag.
Right.
You know that he's doing some kind of an illusion.
What was his total time spent, supposedly?
7 days.
Mm-hmm. 7 days. You really would lose 20 pounds in 7 days?
If that's the case, dig me a hole right now.
I know. I'd like to go
for
that.
I mean, I'm ready for that diet.
Doesn't look like he lost anything.
No, it doesn't look like it to me either. And I saw him on the Today Show
mm-hmm.
when they had a video of him getting out. And he was, you know, they said, oh, his muscles haven't been used in a week. Look at how weak he is.
Look at this. It says, before he was whisked away by ambulance to be treated by a doctor in a hotel suite.
Right.
Yeah, that's like close the doors. The doctor's here. Woo! We did it!
I definitely don't believe that. I definitely think that was 100% a hoax, a fake. Based on my dealings with the AMC dealership in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1975.
I'd like to hear more about that lady who saw the dummy pushed in there, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Middle of the night, you know, you have a bunch of people just standing around like, no, I'm just getting out for a second.
Where did you hear that, Buzz?
Like I said, I read it in this morning's New York Post. An anonymous woman was quoted as saying she saw him roll sideways out of the plastic coffin and roll a dummy in his place.
Like a trap door, and he just, you know, went out and probably partied all night.
And the reason that that's believable is that, especially at night,
mm-hmm.
the guy was how many feet underground? It was like two feet underground or something like that. And
right.
Andy had a glass cover over the top, so it's not like Andy was covered in water.
Which was murky.
Right, so it's not like you could look in and crystal clear see this guy
and
under
he,
there.
And he spent most of the time dozing, alternately dozing and waving. So he could sit there with his eyes closed. And if he's a magician, as you said, the whole idea is to do the illusion.
Right, a fake.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's a faker.
So what people have to do is they have to call him on it. You know, they have to, like, let's see it, but it's too late now because he's already done it.
Right.
Well, maybe he'll announce it tomorrow during his TV show, which is the whole reason that he did this thing, to get some hype for his queer magic show tomorrow night.
Here's what really happened. We had a trap door in the bottom of the casket. I would roll out and put a dummy, a wax dummy in my place.
There's a body. I went down there because I'm a friend of Priscilla's. I saw somebody stretched out that looked a lot like Elvis. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you.
Who was that?
Who was that? It was a 52-pound wax dummy.
That's right, Major Bill. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A person can't survive more than 3 days without water.
He had water. Oh, no, and listen to this. Hold on, here you go. He had 3 tablespoons of water daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little tough to take.
Please, bull ass. The guy was eating a big steak every night. He was going having a giant turd. And then about 5:30 in the morning, he'd roll back in and say, let the suckers come by. Let Regis come by with his camera again. Hi, Regis.
What about bodily functions? How do they explain that?
He didn't go boobies.
They said that he didn't eat anything, any solid food, the 6 days before the burial, and that during the burial, he wore what's called a trucker's helper, a trucker's friend. Just a tube attached to his penis.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Right, all
yeah,
right.
But doesn't, Buzz, you would know this, doesn't beef stay in your colon for like 8 months?
It depends on how much fiber you get, I think.
I think you're right, Mike. I know that. Yeah. I've read that before, that like when you eat a steak, and I've read the number is much higher than that, that like steak you eat stays in your butt like for 5 years or something
That's right.
Yeah.
Sits so.
There and rots.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, bud? This is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
But, you know, I was just watching MTV, and that psycho magician you're talking about, that fake.
Yeah.
He lives with Fiona Apple, of all things. I don't tell you what kind of person he is anyway.
Oh, really? Fiona Apple's a nut job.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's what I was saying, and that's who he lives with. She was just bragging about how her boyfriend lost 20 pounds and survived 7 days without food and water and all this other crap.
Well, it sounds to me like, just from the couple of calls we've taken, that most people, most right-thinking Americans, don't believe them.
And I'm looking at the picture of the guy, and he was skinny going in, and then they're taking him out, and he doesn't look like he's lost that kind of weight.
And even if he really did it. What is the big stunt?
I know.
What is the stunt? You dig a hole, you lay in a coffin for a week, and you come out, you got air in there.
And really, if it's clear water above it, and if there was a real problem, like, wouldn't he be able to just go...
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hey, buddy.
I have a question about David Blaine's little stunt.
Yes.
How come he came out as clean-shaven as he went in?
Ooh, I like
did
that.
Did really? I did not notice that.
That's true.
Yeah, and he had changed clothes, too.
Really? Damn, we got an attentive audience.
So maybe the idea, and this gives it a little more, it's more worthwhile to me, if the whole idea of the thing was to, you know, to say, hey, this is just BS. I like that then. Then it, like, takes it to another level.
You know, maybe some magician, we're on in Las Vegas, maybe some magician from Las Vegas will call us and tell us, that, I'm sure there's someone in the industry that would love to rat this guy out.
Did you say you saw some video of him was he really playing up the wobbly aspect?
They showed the video of him getting out where they raise the coffin, right? And they get him out, and like all these guys are helping him out, and he gets out, he's got his knees are wobbling, and he can barely walk. They go, he's so brave, look, he's so weak. You know, he's like, meanwhile, you got Albanians who haven't eaten for a week and have walked 100 miles, and they're doing the goddamn 10K run, you know, to get out of Macedonia.
So maybe on his TV show, that'll be the big... But if he doesn't, then I have no respect for him.
And if he does it on the TV show...
I won't tell you anything, though.
If he does it on the TV show, people will hate him even more if he comes out, you know... He can't win now.
Right.
If he comes out now and says it was a fake, he can't win. Because people will say, you lied to us for a week. And if he comes on a TV show and does it, then they'll really feel gypped. Like, oh, you just did it so we'd watch your dumb magic show.
And as far as the change of clothes, conceivably, maybe he had the clothes in a special place. All balled up. Oh, time to change my pants.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, don't you think he would get sunburned under that water? She didn't have any sunscreen.
Not necessarily. It did say that he emerged lightheaded and in need of a bath.
I need a bath, and I need to see my doctor at the hotel suite.
Please. The same hotel suite you've been going out to every night, watching Spectrum Vision, having room service.
Having sex with Fiona Apple.
Yes, hello, this is David Blaine. I'm the guy that's buried downstairs. Yes, can you send up some A1 sauce, please?
Just laughing, showing his teeth, laughing at all the stupid people.
All the bellboys coming up. Hey, I thought you were buried. That's right.
You know, if he was really smart, what he'd do is he'd put the dummy in there, and then he just goes up from a perch, a secret perch, and watches people. Those people are looking at me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bobby.
I went a week without doing number two.
Really?
I just thought you'd be impressed by that. Come on.
What do you want, a medal?
Was it by choice or, by constipation?
I took a bus across country. And, you know, the bathrooms at the bus station, you don't take your pants off.
I don't know how you could possibly hold it for a week.
Yeah. God, I mean, if that's the reason?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
You were afraid to put your butt, like, on a Texaco restroom toilet?
No, I was real homophobe.
I don't follow that.
You hear the stories about the guys and the bus stations and, you know.
And I'll tell you right now, my crap detector's going off overtime.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How long has that beef been in your colon? How long has that beef been around? How long has that beef been in your colon? And when it comes out, will it still be brown?
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, yes. I am a magician.
Oh, yeah, sure you are.
Yeah, really? Right.
Come on. A real magician, please.
No, I am. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, the great pimple butt calling us now. Hello.
Yeah, I honestly am a magician, and I'm just calling to talk.
The amazing Glennis.
Oh, come on. You're not a magician. I mean, like a real magician.
Ouch.
A real grown-up working magician.
Well, I've been doing street performance for 5 years, so I'm a street magician.
Here's David Zittyfield.
All right, hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, baby.
This is Melissa. I don't know if you guys remember me or not, but I was on your show a little while back.
Sure, Melissa.
But I was...
Yeah, whatever.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Hi.
I was wondering if you guys had seen David Blaine as a street performer doing levitation, like, because I heard you guys talking about him being, like, full of crap or something like that, but...
Yes, he's totally full of crap. Isn't that his big claim to fame as a magician, that he does levitation?
And he's a hustler. He's a street hustler.
Right,
too.
Right.
You've never seen that?
And he's boning Fiona Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys like her. Come on.
No, I like Fiona Apple. I bet he gets to eat her apple core. And eat the seed, swallow the seed.
Oh, boy, that was tough being in that coffin. I'm ready for a little apple binky.
Some of her homemade applesauce.
But you've seen it.
Seen what?
Seen the levitation.
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, then you can't say that he's full of crap if you haven't
seen it. Sure, I can. Sure.
How?
Sure, I can.
It's magic. Magic's an illusion. It's a trick.
Yeah, just remember. There's one thing you should remember. Ho, 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 it's magic. Yeah, listen, the guy's full of crap, honey. People don't really float.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Sure about it.
There's only one thing that floats, and it has to do with our colon discussion here.
Please, magic is a big fake, and you know it.
Oh, jeez. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
She believes. Get her some front row seats to wrestling.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi there, Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm a magician, and I truly believe he did it. But I want to top it.
This is not a real magician either. This is another wannabe magician.
Absolutely.
Call
mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. All these magicians sound like Jesse from MTV.
Hey,
Mom. I am a magician, Mom. And I can top it. Hello.
Hey.
When
I was in Marine Corps boot camp, we had a guy who didn't go number two for almost 2 weeks.
Oh. And what was the reason?
The reason, he was just stressed out, I guess.
Please, could you ever imagine being that stressed in your life, Mike? Oh.
Yes.
No, for real, that really happened.
I actually went almost a week one time, but it was due to a biological reason. It was not. It had nothing to do with, like, choosing not to go. I mean, I tried.
Well,
God knows I tried.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
This is a trucker calling us?
He's simply communicating with his horn, Don. You're going to have to get, you know, one for yes, two for no.
Right. One honk for yes, two for no. Is this a trucker? Are you calling from the East Coast? One honk for East Coast, two honks for West Coast. West Coast.
West Coast trucker.
Is this the hepped up on goofballs guy?
Well, he didn't answer you, so I don't
know. One honk for yes, two honks for no.
No, it's no, not the okay. It's not the hepped up on goofballs guy.
Do you have a CB radio? One honk for yes, two honks for no.
No,
no, okay. Do you believe that fake magician really buried himself? One honk for yes and two for no. Doesn't believe him, he's with us.
Yeah. All right. Good man. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
I like that. I like any form of communication, alternate to speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Donna Mike.
I wouldn't speak to Donna Mike. I'm a magician.
This sounds like a slightly older magician fake that is calling.
The Great Spicoli!
Yeah, you're really a magician?
I've been doing magic for a long time.
I take that back about being an older magician, though. He's in that same demographic.
Yeah, right. I mean, really, like a magician that's currently working on the Strip in Vegas or something like
there
that.
You go. Yeah, mm-hmm. And we have had conversations with those lounge act magicians.
That's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Hello? You know, like a guy that's got the fake pitcher of milk, and then he rolls up a newspaper,
right.
And the pitcher's like got a glass center, and he goes, I'll take this piece of newspaper, pour all of the milk inside, and look, it's gone!
Hope you enjoy that. Don't forget to tip your bartenders and your waitress.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, could I speak to Don, please?
Yes, you're on the air with me. Hello?
I am a magician, Don.
Oh, come on, really?
I swear to God, no lie.
What is what's your magic name?
Excuse me?
Paul Magician's got a name.
Black Ace.
What is it?
Black Ace.
The Black Ace?
Yes, sir. Watch this. I could do a trick. Listen to this.
He put the phone between two pillows.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I have a buddy that lives in the Bay Area. I guess I'll hold that phone call on the radio station, huh?
You got a friend in the Bay Area and what?
You're going to call him and you're going to call him and tell us about us being on in Oakland?
Exactly, and I guess I'll hold that phone call now.
Okay, good. Thanks for calling us to tell us that. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Hi.
Hey, I'm studying to be a magician.
Oh, really? Are you going to the magician school?
Clown college.
Right, yeah, next to the clown college.
Would you like to hear my trick?
How much studying does it take to be a magician? Is this another guy that's going to hang up on us? You go, piss us off.
Well, see, actually, I make my thumb disappear when I give him the dirty Sanchez.
Oh, God.
For God's sakes.
Hello. Isn't there McDonald's University, too?
There is. Yes. Hamburger U.
Hamburger U. That's it.
It's right off the Kennedy Expressway in Chicago. Really, imagine that. How'd you like that? Mom, great news. I got a scholarship to Hamburger U. I used to drive by this every day on my way to work in Chicago. Big golden arches. Big sign. Hamburger University. Like, you got to go to a university to learn how to make a hamburger.
I wish they did.
Hello?
Hi, this is Blackstone.
Blackstone. Harry Blackstone.
How are you doing?
He's actually doing that casket trick right now. He won't be coming out, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Okay. That's the same guy. We said a different guy.
Sounded like the same tone.
Hello,
Don.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Call Al's magic shop.
Oh, in D.C. the shop that I worked at.
Yeah.
Oh, he's violated many times.
Was Al the guy? I mean, was it Al's magic shop because Al worked there?
Yeah, it was Al the guy that owned the shop.
There was a real. Who was the celebrity that Al most resembled? I don't think I've ever asked you that question.
This is kind of obscure,
right?
You know who William Gaines is? You know the publisher of Mad Magazine.
Yeah, you mean like kind of a wild-looking guy?
Slop,
long hair.
Big, fat, guy.
Balding.
Like, yeah, with a big gray beard and Hawaiian shirts.
But bald up on top with long on the sides.
Yeah.
Big, bushy eyebrows.
Yeah, that's Al from Al's Magic Shop. I worked there when I was a kid.
How old was Al when you worked there? How old would Al have been?
50s. Yeah, okay.
Come on over here, Don. I got your tricks all lined up. I want to show you. We're going to play the balls and nuts game right now.
I go see him, then I go see Harv Moore. A weekend of humiliation. Hello?
I can make Rob Sponer disappear.
Okay. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
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 How are you?
Great, thank you.
Is this Dynamite?
Yes, sir.
My name's Steve. I was a DJ upstate New York about 15 years ago, and we did a Buried Alive promotion.
Right.
I was buried alive, and it's a hoax.
Yeah, shocker, it's a hoax. I did a similar one about 25 years ago in Milwaukee. How did your hoax go when you did it?
What they did was they buried us. They buried me on Thursday, and it was like right before closing in a mall. And what they did was they took me out and they put me in a room. They after the mall closed, they took me out, put me in a room, and it was a videotape. And they had this thing where you can, it was a video feed where you can look down and see me laying there.
Hey, that's pretty elaborate.
And it was a videotape of you?
Or it was like a video feed. I was actually in a room behind some place in the mall.
Oh, so you were lying down?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That's phony.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You're waving at people.
All right, we got one more magician on the phone. Hello.
Hello, yes. I'm willing to come down there and prove I'm a real magician, and I can tell you one of the reasons why David Blaine is a fake.
Okay, how would you prove that you're a real magician? You come down and do some of your tricks for us?
Sure. I'm friends with the guy who nailed a nail up his nose a few months ago.
Oh, that guy was fantastic. The guy put an actual, very much like a railroad spike, put it all the way up his nose into his nasal cavity.
That's right, one of our many freaks.
I could even show you something where I take a, you know, one of those animal balloons? The 4 feet long animal balloons?
You mean the kind you make balloon animals out of?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can swallow one of those whole.
Oh, my God.
Inflated.
Really? What are you, the great homo?
Homo Dini. It's Homo Dini, right after the amazing blemish.
What?
Well, I mean...
Hey, I'll tell you right now, for a magician, your timing is fantastic.
Why is that?
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
Hello.
You know, he'd come down here with his balloon, too. He'd suck it in. Just go, call 911.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Baldy.
I was just watching a piece on Rosie O'Donnell. They had, they did a piece on this guy.
Oh, really? Apparently, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I thought I had read that she was going to have him on her show.
Yeah, she had the exclusive rights.
Well,
to
it wasn't. It wasn't that he lost like 20 pounds, but apparently when he'd come out, his nipples had fallen off.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I got a joke for Don.
Only if you'll leave your telephone number, so we can give your number out on the air if the joke fails miserably.
It's a good joke. I'll leave a number.
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
So we have to make sure that it is his home number.
Robbie, if you would get that number, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello. I think Buzz's favorite magician is calling.
Buzz, do you want to help something disappear, Buzz?
No, I don't think so, but thanks anyway.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I'm a former Marine, and that guy who said something about the Marines earlier, maybe stress could have had something to do with it, but have you heard of MREs?
Yeah. Meals ready to eat. As a matter of fact, during the Gulf War, me and Mike had some GIs bring us by MREs.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest piece of crap.
Those things will stop you up for days.
I think you had the turkey tetrazzini, and I had the beef stew.
It was awful. They come in these awful airtight. You know how they air seal like CDs and stuff? It came in one of those airtight brown.
Yeah, there's this real like military color,
vacuum
olive drab.
Packets.
Yeah.
Brown plastic cover.
I hated it. I hated my second one too. When I
five other little plastic things inside of it.
We've eaten everything on the show. We tried those. We tried the astronaut food one time.
Yes, we did.
Which is also crap.
Terrible. Horrible. Tasted horrible. But you know, we have to taste and taste and taste until we're sure.
I wonder if the MREs are designed to produce the least amount of waste. You know how they have the new dog food and cat food now?
I can guarantee you they're not, just based on what was in them. Oh. I mean, what was in them really was like bad watered down Chef Boyardee food is what it was.
Yeah. The guy backed out on the joke, Rob?
Yeah, he wouldn't give me his number. Wouldn't give a number. Right now.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Hello.
Hi. This is Surf.
Okay. Speaking of his nipple piercings and nipples falling off.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike. Last call.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hey.
Hey. Calling from Tampa, Florida. I know you got off this subject about piercings, but I'd be willing to take Dennis Murphy Thursday to go get his nipple pierced and maybe try to get it for you guys.
You know, that
be
is,
up for it.
That's a wonderful idea. I'd much rather have Dennis come down here and do it in the studio, though.
I think that's. I think we'd have to see it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd have to get a qualified nipple piercer.
I bet he'd do it.
He'd do it.
Has he left yet to go on his Florida tour, do you think?
I think he was talking about it. I think he was leaving midweek, but I'm not sure when he's going.
Well, if he's out there, I'm sure he'll call. Okay, one last call, because the guy's calling about that phony trick. Hello, Tony?
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, a few years ago, a magician did the same trick, but he had used concrete like liquid concrete.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, it's on one of those reality shows.
I saw this on Fox, and all the concrete like crashed in on the guy.
Yeah, filling it in with like a cement truck, and you see the thing all of a sudden go brrr.
Yeah,
it just sags, and you know that the thing was. And they brought him out, but he almost died.
No, he did die, but he didn't compensate for the weight of the concrete with his coffin, and they dug beside it because that's where his escape tunnel was.
Yeah, I thought I had heard that he had died also.
He died.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Although they normally don't show those kind on TV. Normally, like when you show something awful happening, somebody in a reality show, the way that they hypocritically get off is that they say, but fortunately, nobody was hurt badly.
If they showed him coming out, he would have looked just like one of those cardboard cutouts.
But this guy was saying they used the guy's escape tunnel to rescue him, the guy under the concrete.
Ah, escape tunnel.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Hear the words, escape tunnel.
Yeah, I guess he paid the hard way after lying to the public.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All righty.
We appreciate it. Hold on, a quick break. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Simmer down and relax. I'm sure that we won't have to have another little talk like this again. Am I correct in assuming this?
Well, without question, you're absolutely, yes. We'll never have to correct our talk. We won't ever speak. That is, we'll never have to talk again. We just never will discuss talking. We shouldn't really converse about speaking.
Professor, our discussion has come to an end.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo, baby! The Don and Mike Show!
We've got a guy on the phone who thinks he's calling Mix 107.
I
think he's the winner of a contest.
Okay. Hey.
Okay?
Yeah. All right, put him on hold.
Yeah, hello?
What's up, baby?
Hello there.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing fine. Who is this?
This is Mike from Manassas, Virginia.
Hey, Mike, what's your favorite radio station?
107.3, of course.
That's right, of course.
Sir, of course.
Yes.
Hey.
What you calling to win, Mike?
We're calling to win a little bit of money. What's up?
Hey, trying to win the money?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. How much money?
Let's guess $16,492. $15,492.
Oh, you are way off.
Man,
I'm sorry.
You're way off, man. Oh, I tell you, I wish you were closer.
Me too. What was that guess again?
$16,492.
Hey, all right, hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, talk to this contestant for a minute.
Let me call upstairs, get a legal point of view on this. Like nothing better to tell
find
this
out.
Idiot he's won $16,000.
getting our legal opinion on how we can deceive him.
Just got to see where we stand.
Poor man is clueless.
Called the wrong radio station.
You see, the listener thinks he's got the wrong radio station.
No, the listener thinks he's
got
the right
radio station. He's got the wrong radio station.
All right, hold on.
He's walked into our den.
All right, let me try Ken. We're on good terms with him today.
Very good.
Because what I hate is to say, yes, you win. You know, and then have the guy call Ken up and said, hey, Don and Mike gave me $16,000.
That would be very, very unhappy.
Very bad. But it'd be a great goof to tell this guy he wins. Like tell him where Q107 is.
Come on down, pick up your satchel of cash. It's in a big satchel, and it's all unmarked bills.
You know, I'll tell you something. I had this done to me.
Where another guy from another radio station?
Yeah. When I worked at 99X in New York, there was another station, WPIX.
Right.
And when little kids would look in a phone book for 99X, they would come to WPIX first.
Right.
So they would call this guy that was a friend of mine, the disc jockey Howard Hoffman. We worked at the same time of night from 6 to 10. And they'd call him. He'd go, hey, PIX. They'd go, is this 99X? And he'd go, not on the air, of course,
right.
While he's playing records. He'd go, yeah, it sure is.
Hey.
And once he said, well, guess what? You want a brand new sailboat. And I got the girl to scream and everything. Then pretended like he was taping her.
Right.
And then he said, okay, now we're off the air. All right, listen, my name is Don Geronimo, and our station's at 44th and Broadway.
Sent them down there.
Come down tomorrow and ask for Bill Garcia. That was the program director. So the next day I'm sitting at home, about 3 o'clock, my phone rings.
Right.
The program director calls me up, and he goes, did you give away a boat last night on your show? I'm like, no, absolutely not. I did not.
You want a new sailboat.
He says, I got a little girl down here with her mom and dad.
Oh, no.
Where's the guy? She called up 99X, and then you gave her a sailboat.
Oh, no.
Now, Fortune Station, that taped every phone call.
Right.
So I said, I'm positive I didn't do that, blah, blah, blah. And about 2 weeks later, I was out to eat with this guy, Howard Hoffman,
right,
who was a friend of mine.
Right.
And he just mentioned to me in passing, hey, that little girl ever call you about the sailboat?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't know the legality of this. You still talking to him?
He's still there.
Okay. All right.
Well, he's just as dumb as a box of rocks. You know, it's very difficult to find anybody around here today. I don't know why. Usually when the boss is here. Hello?
It's 5:30.
Jeremy.
Ah, Jeremy, hello.
Good.
Don and Mike.
Hi, listen, I've got an idiot on the phone who thinks he's calling Q107.
That's right, but he's called us instead.
Right. Now, he wants to play a cash game.
Where he guesses an amount of cash and sees if he's got the right total.
Okay.
So, legally speaking, on the radio, can I tell this guy he wins whatever the amount is, and then just tell him to go down to Q107 to get his money?
No.
No,
oh, boo.
No. Okay. Well, I can certainly be mean to him, though.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Please.
All right,
feel
good.
Very
all right,
good.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. Stand by for Mr. Tatch. We're going on the air, all right? Stand by.
All right, now let's go back. I'm sorry for the delay, everybody. It's 527. What's your favorite radio station?
107.3.
And what's your name again?
My name is Mike Lindell.
Hi, Mike. How you doing? It's good to hear you.
All right. You
all right,
too, buddy.
Now, Mike, what was your guess in the cash contest?
My guess is $16,492.
I want to tell you something. That was wrong. Can I tell you something else?
Yes, sir.
You're a stupid, dumb ass.
Oh, why you say that, man?
Because you're stupid.
That was an incredibly stupid, dumb ass guess.
You're stupid, man.
Woo!
Mix 107 hates our listeners. You're stupid.
Well, I know better than that, man. I know much better than that.
What do you mean you know better than that, man?
I know better than that because you love your listeners.
No, we don't, man. We hate our listeners, and I want to tell you right now, go to hell. I speak for the entire Mix 107 staff when I say go to hell.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Go to hell, man. And don't you ever listen to station again, you stupid retard. Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Yes, you're so stupid.
That's okay.
Hey, it's 5:28, everybody. More of the best mix coming right up.
More chances to win.
I can't believe you would listen to this stupid station anyway. Have you listened to the music we play on this station?
Yes, sir, I did.
Jesus Christ, Gloria Estefan, Phil Collins.
It's right on time to me, buddy.
Jesus. It's good if you're changing your tampon. You're a man. What are you doing listening to this station? Christ. You got a vagina?
You want to see it?
I know you got one, don't you?
You want to come find out?
Yeah, come on down here.
Oh, you want
to... Come on down to Mix 107. Come on down and look me up, man. I want to tell you something on behalf of the staff and management of Mix 107.
You tell me something, buddy.
We hate you.
Oh, well,
because you're
you.
So stupid, you didn't get our cash contest.
Well, that's okay. I still love you, man.
That's very peaceful.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, I had sex with your mama.
You did?
I had. Now, everybody at Mix 107 had sex with your mama in Elfman.
That's good, man. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, we all did.
That's fine.
All your favorite Mix 107 disc jockeys had sex with your mama.
You did?
Yes.
Well, it's great that you're going to come down
man,
and show us
you
your genitals.
Enough to give me $16,492?
I would give it to you if you weren't so goddamn stupid.
Well, you can still give it to me even though I'm stupid. What's up?
No, I can't give it to you. I'm sorry, I can't give it to you because we don't respect our audience at Mix 107.
No better than that.
I'm telling you. Hey, are you on the radio or not? Are you on the radio right now? Yes, you are.
It's at Mix 107. I'm telling
you. Yes, I believe I am. Yes, sir.
Yes, you're on the radio right now. You just heard my voice on Mix 107. You know you're live on the radio. And I'm telling you on behalf of the entire staff and management of Mix 107.
Yes, sir. You just heard my voice on Mix 107. You know you're live on the radio.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you hear that, and you know you're on the radio now.
I sure do.
I wouldn't lie to you on the radio. I say on behalf of everybody at Mix 107,
staff and management,
go to hell. On behalf of the entire staff and management, all of us, we all collectively wish you would just roll over and die.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You understand me now?
Collectively wish you would just roll over.
Only if I can take $16,492.
No! No, you can't win our money.
Oh, I think I want to.
Because you're stupid, man. Mix 107 thinks you're a dumbass.
No, you can't win our money. Because you're stupid, man.
He's
Mix
further
107
confused.
Thinks you're a dumbass.
All right, now listen, I got to get back to more of the best mix.
Okay, well, you do what you got to do.
All right, let me ask you something.
What's that?
I'm going to play the latest hit by Cher right now, Mix 107.
Okay.
And I want to ask you something, you dumb MF-er. You stupid piece of garbage. Hey, how come you listen to this station anyway, man? It's just an awful station, Mix 107.
Because, man, I love your music.
How come you don't listen to a good station, man, like JFK?
Yeah, the Don and Mike Show. That's my honor.
Man.
Oh. Like
well, listen.
Oh, that's the first time he decided to get nasty.
Listen, my simpleton friend. Can I tell you something?
Listen, my simpleton friend.
Hello?
Turn your radio down.
You see... Hello?
He hung up. Okay, all right, he hung up. There you go. He'd had enough.
Christ.
Oh, my God.
Where am I, 16,000?
He likes the music.
No, no.
I'm sitting here screaming at him. Mix 107 hates you.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
Here's my money.
Come on now. I want my money. Please.
Oh, my God. And he had the dial on the wrong station.
Nothing like those wrong numbers, I'll tell you that right now.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. See, if we had been off the radio,
sure,
we could have said to him, yeah, you win the money.
Of course.
Come on down to the radio station.
Yeah, and then wouldn't they have had an angry camper?
Oh, my God.
Where's my money?
You know, next time, Robbie, just don't tell me that that guy's on the phone on the air.
That's right.
We'll do it all off the air.
Sure, that'll be real fun.
Like Howard Hoffman did to me that time.
Hey, it's not 16,000. It's 1,000,000. But you have to get down here within 20 minutes. Or you don't collect your prize.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I was just down at Saskatoon seeing Dennis. What a cluster F. There's a bunch of, like, middle-aged 40-year-old men getting out of their cars. It looked like he came out of the science building.
Are you talking about Dennis at the bar restaurant down in Greenville?
Hot belly guys going down there to see Dennis.
Well, don't forget, Dennis is live today in Greenville, South Carolina.
But there weren't enough 14 and 15-year-olds there for you?
No, I'm 20.
You're 20?
Yeah, yeah, 20.
A very youthful-sounding 20.
Yeah, yeah, I get that a lot. Dennis looks like a big friggin' bodybuilder compared to all those guys down there.
All right, thank
That's
you,
terrific. Imagine being 20 and sounding like that. Boy, I tell you, the chicks must go wild.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
I wanted to call and let you guys know. I know the name of the crocodile hunter.
Oh, you know what? Only like a million people have called in with that, but that's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's Steve Sable.
I'm not on the phone.
Okay, who is it?
I think she was related to that last guy that called to win the money.
Too bad you hung up. I'm just going to give you $16,000.
Only if you get down here within 20 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
I think the guy's name is Steve Irvin.
Steve Irvin?
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I was wondering where Dennis Murphy is in Greenville.
I don't know. He's at like TGI Applebee's.
TGI McFrydigan's... Saskatoon.
Hello, Don and Mike. That's the name of Saskatoon. Hello.
Hey,
Saskatoon.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, turn your radio down. God, turn your radio down. God, turn it down, sir. Sir. Hello. Goodbye.
Was he doing an impression of us?
I think so. I think so. Well, you'd be frustrated, too.
Try to give us some of our own medicine.
Turn it down.
Right here on Mix 107. We're all having sex with your mama. I think I just kept staying on the line. But thanks for listening. Hello.
Hello.
Donaldo E. Miguel.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
It's Steve Harvey. I'm
sorry.
All right, well, your car phone sounded like it went underwater there.
It sounded like I heard Urkel. That's all I heard out of that.
You always hear Urkel.
Yes, I do.
No matter what anybody says, you always hear Steve Urkel.
Oh, man, what a genius.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I want part of that $16,000.
Everybody wants. That's his brother now. Everybody wants a piece of that.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
If you have to have any work done on your deck before your grass comes up, are the dogs going to crap in the kitchen?
No, actually, they're going to crap in the bedroom.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You know why? And the answer to that question is because they're used to it.
Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
How you doing? I was just calling to get a shiner report on Lewis.
I wish I could tell you I've been ducking his calls since last Thursday.
You've been ducking your stalker?
Yes. He's called Thursday.
Yep.
Well, I guess we did the appearance on Wednesday. He called on Thursday. He called on Friday. And then he called today.
Do you get the impression that the call today was maybe the third or fourth call?
Yeah, because we were in the meeting with Ken and our agent during Lewis's normal time to call at 2:30.
When the phone rings now in the office right before the show, Don's first words are, "I don't want to talk to Lewis." And it's inevitably it's him.
It's Lewis. No, I think he's got a black eye. I don't know, though.
Is he going to have to wear a football helmet next Las Vegas-style show?
I mean, you know,
that's an outstanding idea.
Maybe a hockey helmet. Put him in a hockey helmet.
That is an outstanding idea. Yeah, nice hockey helmet. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, can I talk with Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
But Don and Mike, my name's Chris, and I'm calling from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Right on.
And I just want to tell you guys were here, and then you were off the air, and now you're back, or at least you're in Carlisle, and I can pick you up. I just love the show. So I wanted to say, have fun. Keep giving people crap on the air.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Hey, hello there.
Hey, Don, I got a bone to pick with you, buddy.
Crap and cash.
Yes, go ahead.
Neighbor's wife caught me leaking off the porch, and it's your fault.
Why? Because you were peeing off... Were you peeing off her porch?
No, off my porch, on my deck, in my backyard.
What's your property, sir?
Yeah, but, you know, it was embarrassing. What am I... You know, have you had that situation?
It was disgusting. It was embarrassing. No, although God knows that I'm inviting it, because, I mean, I stand out on the deck and virtually pull my pants down.
That's very very dangerous in June bug season, especially at night. You have to be. You never know what's going to fly up the stream.
But no, nobody's seen me do it.
Well, it was your idea, and I just thought I'd let you know. It was quite the embarrassing predicament.
All right, well, listen, you know, with every thrill, there comes a certain risk involved.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And that would be the risk involved. You want the thrill of peeing off your deck, there's a chance that your neighbor will see you.
Now, was the neighbor's wife?
Yeah, the neighbor's wife. She
now, what was her reaction? Was her reaction totally...
She turned right away. I mean, she looked over, and then she turned away. She was out doing the hanging laundry up.
Did she look back again?
No, that would have been complimentary, but no, she didn't.
Have you gone to her since this has happened?
I spoke to her husband.
And what did he say?
He said that his wife said she saw me out there Sunday after the race, leaking off the deck. And
after the car race?
Yeah, I was watching the Talladega race.
Hey, you know, I watched a couple seconds of that yesterday, and I was watching it with these friends of my in-laws.
Right.
Oh, I got to tell you about my in-laws in Y2K. I mean, really, stockpiling food and water and batteries.
Oh, we got to get them on the show.
So we had the race on for a couple of minutes. And they're these friends of theirs, and they're just as rednecky as you can get. And when they had a shot of the guy in the Miller Lite car, and he was coming around the corner, and they got, you know, the great camera right there by the driving wheel.
Yeah, that's what's revolutionized racing.
And he comes around the corner, and boom, he jumps into Jeff Gordon. I mean, he smashes Jeff Gordon's car, and Jeff Gordon's car goes spinning out of control. Everybody stands up and starts cheering.
Woo!
Like, woo, 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 woo! Jeff Gordon got knocked down, yeah!
They all hate Jeff Gordon, don't they?
Unanimously, they hate Jeff
Gordon. That's because he's too pretty. He's too pretty, and he keeps Dale Earnhardt from the winner's circle. Not yesterday, though.
Dale!
Hey, Don, I got one more question. If I continue this off the deck, am I going to have to call like one of them grass companies to come fertilize it or something? Will it die?
I got a nice big dead spot. It's my little tribute to myself, right off my deck, about 4 feet by 2 feet.
And once the grass dies, it serves as a target also.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do now is expand on that. Now, now what I do is I aim for the fringe area outside of the big brown decayed area that I've already killed.
That's actually what those crop circles are. It's just farmers peeing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I want to
want to talk to you guys about bad-mouthing Jeff Gordon.
You mean a lot of people bad-mouthing Jeff Gordon?
Yeah, dude. Why does everybody got to hate him, man? He's just such a young guy, and he does so good. There's no reason everybody should hate him like that.
Well, I don't know. Everybody hates him, though. They must be right.
I'll tell you something. That's a real controversial stance you're taking, though, supporting Jeff Gordon. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
All I know is if everybody hates somebody, well, who am I to disagree?
Right.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on? We're out of Saskatoon right now in Greenville.
Yes.
We're out here with Dennis, man. He's the man. We're taking pictures with him and stuff now, man.
Yeah, well, great Christmas card material.
Is he? Yeah, he's cool, man. He looks exactly like y'all said. Matter of fact, where's, did he leave his hand in Washington?
Did he leave his hand? A hand joke for Dennis Murphy. How many people are out there around Dennis right now?
Uh-huh.
How many
it's
people
one,
are...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The owners just left, and a couple other people were just stopping by from work.
He beat his Tampa record
but,
when he was at the
stadium. He just ran in to go use the bathroom. Actually, I think he went to go get his drink.
If you want to see a real show, go watch him do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just take this one call, because I've been told it's Mike the TV boy.
Ah.
Hello. One thing for you today.
Oh, he speaks. Hello, Mike.
It's very rare that we hear your speaking voice.
And that was it.
What was it?
Here.
Like a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Oh, Ray Miller.
Everybody got a chance to play. If you want any more stories, you want any more questions, go out in the clubhouse. They're the ones making all the money, and have them explain to you how they did and how they performed in front of 47,000 people.
Not as irate as I'm sure he was when he broke his hand or whatever.
Yeah, it's bad. It's worse, though, I guess, when you read it. When you see that the manager of the baseball team, what he's basically taking no accountability for himself because the Orioles suck. What
you
he's saying
go and
is,
talk to the guys making all the money.
Go talk to the guys making the money because they're the guys that keep dropping the ball and can't throw strikes.
I read in the paper that he, I used to laugh at this, but it's funny to laugh at this, that he almost cried, too. They said he was on the verge of tears.
I saw it on Sports. It didn't look like he
didn't
was
look like
cry.
It.
He
see,
looked
you,
mad.
When you read that, it's just like, you want to know something, you go in and talk to the other 40, you know, the other guys making the money because people make it. I don't want to manage anymore.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, Joe.
All right, bye.
Boogie check.
All right, goodbye. There went Mike the TV boy, just calling in with the Ray Miller type.
He's going to start calling you before the show, too.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
These pipes are clean.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
The Don and Mike Show.
Lick the bean. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I did have a satisfactory weekend.
It was filled with satisfaction.
Yes, it was. Lots of satisfaction.
Yeah.
A beautiful weekend in the mountains.
I trust it was satisfactory.
Yes. With my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Satisfactory weekend.
Ah, wonderful. It's always nice to get away and find some satisfaction.
As Mick Jagger sings, I can't get no
satisfaction.
All right, we got to stop that.
Nobody knows why we're laughing. Just let me tell you something. What we're doing right now?
Yes.
Funnier than anything we're going to do on the entire show today.
Yeah.
I wish you guys knew why it was so funny.
Just enjoy yourselves and enjoy the program.
I hope the show brings you much satisfaction.
I have a feeling at the conclusion of today's broadcast that all of our listeners will be satisfied.
Okay, enough.
That's it.
Because we're very close to getting in trouble.
I understand.
Okay.
Yes.
A couple of quick things about the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
First, because I'm just a nerd with no life, I did watch part of the NFL draft on TV.
Yes.
And I know it's not popular to say this, but I think the Redskins, our team, screwed the pooch.
You shocked me when you said that to me when I came into the office today. Mm.
I really think that they did. They had a chance to get Ricky Williams.
Right.
And they didn't get him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ricky Williams is an MF-er. He is.
So you think he is going to be...
He's it, man.
He's going to like... See, they've had some of these guys that haven't lived up to the hype. Right,
please. The Redskins, you mean their running game is solid with Steven Davis?
So you think they should have gone and gotten Ricky Williams?
Yes, I do.
Mike Ditka looked happy. You're right about that. You showed me that picture.
Oh, Ditka. He's the funniest. He is just...
the funniest. First off, you know, the guy made a mistake, at least I think, Ditka, by coming out a month ago and announcing that he would trade everything for Ricky Williams. Yeah, I mean, you got to know that Mike Ditka probably has played poker before.
Yeah, I think he could have probably, you know, given up a little less and still been able to get his man.
But still, he got the guy that he wanted. And then yesterday when he had the press conference, Ditka had the wig on where he's got the dreadlocks.
Right.
You know, that guy's got some balls. If nothing else, he's got some balls.
Well, I heard, I was
reading, Ditka does.
I read in the paper today, they say that it will be successful for New Orleans if in his rookie year he runs for 1,500 yards and scores 12 touchdowns.
He will.
If he does that, then they're set.
I bet money on it right now.
Really?
The guy is a coconut-headed MF-er to the nth degree.
All right, so you really think that the Redskins should have gone for that?
Yes. Please, the Redskins are being made out as geniuses because they got all these draft choices.
Right.
Can I tell you something about the Redskins? They've had lots of draft choices over the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
All the guys they pick suck.
Should have gone for the marquee players, what you're saying.
That's why I was happy on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I was elated when I was watching the draft and I saw that the Indianapolis Colts were taking this guy from Miami. Because I thought, oh boy, the Redskins are going to get Ricky Williams. Now it's going to be good to be a Redskins fan. And then right away they break in with a bulletin. The Redskins have been on the phone with the Saints, and they're going to make the deal with New Orleans. Oh, I was so pissed at the Redskins.
Right, right. They had a fifth round. They had the fifth pick in the draft.
Yeah, they could have had him.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had him.
But don't they get a couple of number ones next year or something like that? Like three? Don't they get three for first round picks next year?
Okay, I say again, with the guys that have been picking for the Redskins,
right?
You might as well have a room full of monkeys throwing darts at a board with the picks the Redskins have made recently. I have no faith in the Redskins' draft ability.
Okay, if you're going on the assumption that Ricky Williams would put this team into the playoffs right away,
put it in the time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the time capsule that Ricky Williams, he's the man.
So do you think he's going to revitalize the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah. He's an MF-er, man.
All right.
I mean, I'm psyched on him. I was psyched on him before the draft, but I kind of lowballed it.
That's not the popular position. That certainly is not. Most people are saying they had a great draft, that they did very, very well, the Redskins.
The Redskins, please.
Well, the Redskins' draft history has not been, you know, stellar. Heath Shuler, Michael Westbrook, Desmond Howard.
One of the great guys the Redskins picked yesterday in their draft is a guy that won't even play until October, November because he hurt himself. Right? That's one of the guys that the brain trust that the Redskins picked.
Don't hurt me.
I just think that guy, Ricky Williams, he's it, man.
He'll be the best athlete in the draft.
Yeah, you're playing in the NFC East, you know, where you got to run the ball.
Right.
The Redskins just screwed the pooch.
That's interesting.
Good for New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Good for New Orleans. Good for them. You run the ball 8 million times a game.
Well, Ditka has to get one in the win column because his little moves so far since he's been down in New Orleans have not been fantastic.
So I was mad about that for a while on Saturday, but then I let it go. And I thought, it doesn't matter.
So Champ Bailey is not, in your opinion, the...
He's good. He's good.
But he's not what they should have done.
I don't think... Who are they going to hand the ball off to? Again, this guy, Stephen Davis, that they have, he's not a world beat. Listen, I don't want to turn this into a stupid sports show, but
I didn't realize...
I'm very hot about it. The Redskins had a chance to do something great, and they didn't do it.
Because I came in today, and I said, hey, they did pretty well in that draft. And I looked over at Don, and he was just he looked very distraught.
Very mad.
Very, very uptight about it.
I am.
They should have done better. I was totally surprised by that. I thought that, you know, getting this guy would be good for them.
No, Champ Bailey's a pussy. Ricky Williams is the man. He's the man, M-A-N, man. Robbie, go in the backyard, dig a hole, put this tape in that hole, and come next December, dig that tape up.
Since you're going on the record here, got to make it official. So do you think that Ricky Williams will be responsible for the New Orleans Saints going to the playoffs next year?
No, because the Saints still suck. But Ricky Williams...
He'll run for 1,500 yards?
Could be fantastic.
And he'll get 12 touchdowns.
More than that.
Okay.
I would bet you right now on that. I would bet you right now.
Oh, I'm not going to bet against him.
And I'm feeling good about betting right now because McGuire smacked another one yesterday.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that jerk.
That's five.
Five
for McGuire so far.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sammy Sosa didn't hit any?
No. See? No. A couple of doubles or something, I think.
By the All-Star break. Hey, you know, if I decide to concede sometime during the summer, can I have Dennis over to my house, get it over with?
Sure.
It's like a convenient weekend that, you know, like maybe I...
Absolutely.
I have nothing going.
That would be very satisfactory.
If that would satisfy you...
That would satisfy you.
If he has, like, a 25 home run lead at the All-Star break,
sure.
I shouldn't say this. I'm retracting what I was just going to say.
All right, yeah, stick with it till the end.
All right, till the bitter end.
Till the bitter end.
Till the bitter end. I just know what it's going to be is that it'll be the end of the season. It'll be official that, and then I'm going to have to do it that weekend, and then something horrible happened, like I have a bunch
horrible.
Of family. Horrible, and I will not be satisfied.
What a horrible thing to say. And the other thing that I want to talk about is sports also. You know, that on Friday I said some stuff about Gretzky, buddy.
Yes.
And maybe I'd like to retract some of that. Because,
good.
You know, I'll give you this. He seems to be a good enough natured guy.
I've heard great things about him.
I'm not a huge hockey fan, but, you know, the guy got all his ovations yesterday. And,
right.
And junk like that. You know what I don't understand? When a guy
assist to in his last game, which I thought was pretty cool.
When a guy retires, yeah. A guy like Gretzky, who's got more money than Jesus H. Christ,
right?
Why do they give him a car?
Because they're stupid, like front office management people, and they think that it's a gesture. You know what I mean?
And they gave him a big screen TV. You mean to tell me that Wayne Gretzky doesn't already have
exactly.
A big screen TV? And they roll these things out on the ice like it's Wheel of Fortune, and they expect Wayne Gretzky to do a flip because they're giving him a big screen TV.
As you see his face, you know, he's almost. All they really did was embarrass him by doing that.
Right.
You know, he's kind of looking. He's just not the kind of guy that you do that type of thing for, and he's sitting there going, yeah, all right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. But I'm glad you came around on that because Wayne Gretzky is one of the real good guys in sports.
I was upset last week when every day he was drawing this decision out over whether he was going to retire or not.
You know, he had that one press conference which was just total confusion. He didn't. It's almost like he was battling with himself. He didn't know what he wanted to do. But then when he trust me, I don't think he'll be making any kind of comeback. I think that's it for him, and he's out of there.
I read two things over the week. Actually, one thing was something you told me where you said what a nice guy he was on Friday. That everybody says Wayne Gretzky's not a dick. And I
Rod Langway, who former Norris Trophy winner, a good friend of mine who used to play for the Washington Capitals, told me that Wayne Gretzky was
John
the kind of
Norris
guy.
Trophy. Was that the fruity guy from MTV? And that is remember that guy John Norris.
I don't know. I know who the Norris is. I know the Norris Trophy is what they give to defensemen, you know, in the NHL, that are the best defensemen.
The Chuck Norris Trophy.
King of the Norris.
King of Norris.
King of the
Norris. King of Norris is.
Said that he's the kind of guy, no matter who, you know, what player, what low-ranking NHL player you were, if you wanted to get together with Wayne Gretzky and introduce him to a friend, you know, and get an autograph, he was the kind of guy that would make time for you under any circumstances. And that's, Wayne Gretzky said, he said that somebody told him this, that he would never put himself above his other teammates, you know, as far as that's why he was always a popular player on the teams that he played on.
That's why we're so great, also, Mike. I like to point that out.
That's good. That's why everybody loves us.
That's why we're so loved around here, because we never put ourselves above anybody else. Rob, what are you doing?
I'm
kidding, Robbie.
That's why we score so many goals.
And the other thing about Gretzky that I read was that, like, the team was screwing him around, that when he was out hurt, that they, like, put out a press release saying they're better without him and stuff. And I can relate to that, to a company not treating you as nice as you thought you should be treated. So, you know, all right, maybe I was wrong about it. Maybe he's not such a dick.
I heard he stretched out the decision because he wanted to retire. He decided to retire, but he just couldn't make the words come out of his mouth. He just didn't want to make that announcement.
Say, that wife of his has held up well.
What has she been in? I mean, they kept referring to her as actress. Has she been in, like, pornos or something?
She was in a classic. She was in one of your favorite all-time movies of all time.
What's her name? Jenny Jones?
Janet Jones.
What movie was she in that I've seen?
Welcome to the El Flamingo, Jeffrey.
She was in The Flamingo Kid?
She was his squeeze. That hot blonde.
That is Wayne Gretzky's wife?
That is Janet Gretzky.
She didn't look like that on TV yesterday.
No, that was many moons ago. That was many, many moons ago. But I think she's always maintained her haughtiness, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. Has she ever been naked, like in Playboy?
I think she has, hasn't she? Maybe.
Has she been nude in one of those magazines?
She was in Cigar Aficionado. She had a really sexy kind of...
But she wasn't naked in
She wasn't naked, but she was dressed very seductively.
Hello.
She was very... I found her very satisfying.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, Gretzky also got like a lifetime pass to any major ballpark to go and see games.
Why give a guy that's a freaking billionaire,
right?
Why give him crap that he could go out and buy if he wants?
There's one thing I bet that meant something to him, and I think when the commissioner of the NHL retired
Not just the Rangers jersey. There's nobody in the NHL that can ever wear that number again, and they've never done that. I think that's very, very cool. They might have done it for Gordie Howe or something like that, but it's very, very cool.
It's not a cool number anyway. Who wants to wear 99?
Yeah, it's not like I think they'll be hard. Well, kids growing up that were idolizing Gretzky,
I guess so. Right.
You know, might have done that.
I guess so. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on, please. Wait till Wednesday for that. It's only Monday. Come on.
I'll just come out of a very satisfying weekend.
Satisfying.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Janet Jones was in Playboy. She did Playboy Express. She was also in that terrible, stupid movie about the Olympics, where it was her and one other guy. They were like on their way to the Olympics.
Didn't she play a gymnast in that movie?
Yeah, she was a gymnast.
Right.
But she was in Playboy. She showed everything?
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Top and bottom?
Top and bottom.
Really? Like, incredible body.
No teepee shots, but, you know.
Teepee?
Teepee. Oh, you mean down there, her place?
Will you make a teepee with your fingers?
Oh, I got you. Okay, no. Well, that's generally not Playboy's bag.
That would be the land of Guccione.
Also
or Flint, buddy.
Well, Flint.
Sure.
Flint lives there.
Flint, get the pen light out.
Hello.
You know?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey, Janet Jackson was in Playboy, and she was Playmate of the Year.
Okay, Janet Jackson is Michael Jackson's sister.
You know who I mean.
No, who are we talking about? You said Janet Jackson.
I know, I had just listening to...
All right, who are you talking about?
Janet Gretzky.
Very good, he just figured it out. What was her name before Gretzky?
Reno.
It's really...
No, not Reno.
Was it Janet Reno?
No, and she was Playmate of the Year, guys.
Playmate of the Year?
Yeah.
Really, how long ago was that?
I would say, oh, God, 84, 85.
I was going to say 85. Yes, 85 years ago.
Yeah, because she squeezed out all of his Nordic children.
Yes.
Between now and then. He had them all lined up out there yesterday. Yep. All of his blonde hair, blue-eyed, perfect Nordic Swedish children.
They look very satisfied with those
children. That was fantastic picture. It was great.
All right, Beachtel Club. Thank you. Gotcha.
Appreciate it. You know, when they show shots of her... And she's getting all emotional, and she was, like, crying, being consoled. I found myself strangely attracted to her like
wow.
that. I don't know what that says about
really?
Me.
Really?
Yes. I just, the more she would...
It says, you like sex. We like sex, you like sex.
The more that she would bawl, the more that I would be strangely drawn to her. I wanted to comfort her.
Sure. I've known that for a long time. Most of us on the show have noticed that you... You get turned on by a woman who's in pain or agony.
Crying.
It satisfies you.
It does. It does.
Satisfy me. Cry.
Vulnerable.
Weep for me.
I am not satisfied unless I see the tears.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Janet Jones was in Playboy. She was not Playmate of the Year, and she didn't show hardly anything.
Right. All the guys now that have every Playboy from 1980 right. on stacked under their bed are calling us right now. Do appreciate
pathetic,
it. Do appreciate it. You know who used to have Playboys? It was my Uncle Jerry. Bless his soul. And that was the best thing about going to see my grandma, was that I would sleep in Uncle Jerry's room.
Uh-huh.
And Uncle Jerry, in his dresser drawer...
He saved them.
Yeah, two fantastic dresser drawers. Yeah. One dresser drawer had every Green Bay Packers yearbook from, like, 1950
right.
to the present, like it was, like, 72 and 73.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other one, he had every Playboy.
Mm.
Every single one.
I think most...
Damn, I was about 13 at the time. I used to love going to my grandma's house. I really did.
13 is the age to discover. I went to...
And this was in an age when you didn't have all the available pornography for our youngsters like we do now.
Exactly. And
there was no point and click in my day.
You'd have to stumble upon it. And it was, you know, from an older... Went to my father's college roommate's house up in the woods of New Hampshire way back for like a football game, mm-hmm. and they dragged me along, and they were going to have one of these like alumni parties and stuff. So, you know, little Mike, okay, well, why don't you just go up and watch television? So I went up into their older son's room who was away, like, I don't know, in Vietnam or something.
That's where my Uncle Jerry was when I first discovered his Playboy.
That's, wow. You know, I mean, that's kind of the timeline, and I'll never forget this. I went in, and I was putting my suitcase in the closet, and I opened it up, and there was a stack piled one right on top of the
yeah.
other, as tall as my shoulders,
with Playboy, and
just so, like my Uncle Jerry.
You know, I immediately plot it, and I came back downstairs, and I said, this is like at 6 o'clock, and I said, Mom, I'm really tired, and I know they're having the party and stuff, but I'm very comfortable up there. I'm just going to, read a Sports Illustrated, and she's like, they were having their first cocktail. Okay, right. Dear, go ahead. And I was up there, seriously, from 6 o'clock until the following morning, and I've never been happier in my life.
And that's why, this is not a lie, I do associate the smell like a mothballs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
With sex, because my grandma's house always smelled, when you walked in my grandma's house, the first thing you would smell was the goddamn mothballs and the smell of, smell of death in the air. You know, there's so many old people living in that house.
Smell of death.
And nowhere would I smell it more than in Uncle Jerry's room, because
right.
Uncle Jerry was in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
So there was, like, his stuff was in mothballs in the
mm-hmm.
closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in there, and I would read those magazines, and
yes.
I would smell the mothballs.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, the mothballs.
I remember the mothballs.
Ah, the mothballs. And my Uncle Jerry was married to Aunt Lola. And you know all about Auntie
yeah.
Lola.
Oh, boy, it all comes together.
Auntie Lola.
Man, that's great. And so there's a moral for that story. If you are a young man, and of course, it is different now with the computer age. But
yes.
In those days, I just would encourage, if you're going...
Playboy was it, man.
Yeah, and if you're going to get those kind of publications, save them and hide them somewhere for a younger person to discover.
For the next kid. Yeah, but now it's a different world, man.
It's a sicker world.
I mean, I got to hide my videos now.
Not good, wholesome. Good wholesome Playboy magazines I used to find in the corner of a closet.
I got to hide my tapes from my son and his friends now.
Sure.
You know, like Boobtown. I got to take the labels off them.
Well, you're in that prime area now, where he's getting into that curious age where he's going to perhaps search out those type of things.
Go through my stuff. But I'm not as slow as my dad and my Uncle Jerry were. Like, I don't keep all my good stuff in my sock drawer.
Right.
Which is where my dad... He used to keep his limited supply of pornography. He's like, no one will find it if I put it here in my sock drawer and put six pairs of brown socks over the magazine. My dad wasn't the brightest in that regard.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me and my friend were about to press it, but the man said not to press it. But we pressed it anyway, and we ran and we hit in the giant tire. Oh, yeah, and my other friend was already there.
All right, now you're overstimulated. Let's get some beer in you, and then it's right to bed.
Woohoo! Beer, 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 bed, bed, bed.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, did you hear the Howard Stern Show this morning? Someone said F Don and Mike on there.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Thanks.
F Howie Stifler.
Give our very, very best.
F Howie Stifler.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
We sincerely appreciate it.
Well, our name might be heard in New York City very soon.
New York City!
There you go. I can't say anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say anything about that. You know, I saw Pins and Needles about that this week. I think
yes.
We're going to hear. So we got a big deal happening. I mean, I know I'll jinx if I talk about it.
Right.
I was waiting all weekend thinking we'd get the call over the weekend about that. So I had my pager with me. We were up at Ocean City, mm-hmm. right? And at one point, I was talking to my mother and father-in-law about this.
Right.
And I was describing to them all the parts that are in place for this deal to go through, this big move for our show.
Mm-hmm.
And right on cue, beep, 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 the pager goes off. And because, I want to make it out like I'm a big shot with them, I go, ha-ha, this could be the call I've been waiting for. You know what it was? High-speed pursuit on Channel 4. And then I had to go through the exercise and explain to my in-laws. I'm like, no, that's not the page I was looking for from my agent. And my mother-in-law came over. You know, her son, what is that? You know, with the southern way of talking. Son, what is that? And I said, that's a page that lets me know whenever someone is running from the police and it's on the TV station in Los Angeles.
Did she understand that?
No.
No, I didn't think
so. Well,
Yes.
Old people.
Technology.
It took a while. I said, in California, when the cops want to stop people, generally people don't stop. They run.
Right.
And they have helicopters, and they follow them, and they put it on TV. She says, well, why would they page you? I said, well, because I have paid them a nominal amount
yes.
to... page me
and let me know when it's happening so I can watch it on the television.
Right. So I could go watch it. They just gave me that look. You know, sometimes dogs look at you when they like cock their heads. I don't think they totally got it.
That's interesting.
I don't think they got it.
Go off not understanding it.
Finally, at one point, she said, "Well, does that mean you want to go watch it?" You know, this is like 20 minutes later. So, no, I'm positive it's over by now.
He's right. In custody. He's in custody, Big Frida. We don't need to watch it now.
All the good stuff's already happened.
Hello.
Hello,
buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hi, Don, and hi, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, God, it's such a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Sounds like it's a real pleasure to talk to us today.
It's kind of driving me crazy.
Really? Does our show sassify you?
Exactly. Very provocative show.
Yes, listen to this show. Certain ladies are filled with
satisfaction. This is a very sexual, very sexual show.
It's a very sexual show. Yes. Sexual. Sexual.
Well, I just want to tell you guys I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Do you mean it?
No, but love you.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I want to say Daisy Fuentes.
Well, maybe I do love you.
Ooh, that is satisfying.
Very satisfying.
Daisy Fuentes, she has to be the dumbest person on television, though, right?
She's so kind of stupid. Slow.
You know, I was watching them goof on her on MTV, where they were having their big contest last night.
Yeah, the VJ contest.
Hire the new VJ. They had a whole show about their other former VJs, where they had, like, that guy John Norris, like I was talking about before, right. And Adam Curry, and Downtown Julie Brown. Mm. And
wubba, wubba, wubba.
I didn't realize that Daisy Fuentes had been an
a VJ.
MTV VJ,
yeah.
Because there was one thread that ran through all the interviews with all of these former MTV VJs saying how stupid Daisy Fuentes was.
Oh, man.
She is. She's easy on the eyes, though, yeah. Daisy Fuentes is.
Hacks herself into those dresses.
Mm-hmm.
She sure does.
Baby.
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 So you look like Daisy Fuentes.
Somewhat. A little bit bigger.
A little bigger.
Okay. All right, gotcha. Okay.
A little bigger. Huh?
But also bigger in the intellect.
Well, who cares about that?
Thank you, though.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye. That's immediate disqualification.
That's right. See you later. Have a nice day. Sorry.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Listen, you were talking earlier about finding the Playboys in the closet. I got to tell you, I'm 32 years old, and I went to visit my dad in New York, and he needed some help on his computer. So I was going through his computer disks, and the one disk that he had in the corner hidden in the back of his desk, unmarked, I put it in, and out pops every nude woman you ever want to find on the Internet.
Oh.
So it's not just the magazines. I guess in the 90s and the year 2000, it's computer disks.
Okay,
find
thank you.
Find his thought. Floppy disk.
Thank you.
Dad's unmarked floppy.
Hello,
I got the greatest place to hide all your porno. Got the greatest.
Really? Where?
Really simple, because I have teenage kids and the trunk of your car.
Yeah, but you never know.
No, oh, man,
you never know. Like,
I
have to go back in there.
You know, what if like my wife takes the car to the grocery store or something?
Yeah, keep it in a box or something. You know,
I keep it in a box.
Can
no
I,
way.
Can I be honest with you? Been there, done that.
Oh, and you got caught?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got caught based on, and you know, all it was a lazy Saturday when, you know, when Fat Dad was on the couch and Mom wanted to run out and go get some groceries, you know, and took the other car.
Exactly.
You know, and just like, what are these? You know, the grin with, you know, waving it in front of me.
Exactly. That's why I just rent the movies.
You remember that one we got?
There's only hell to pay once a month when the satellite bill comes.
Remember that one we got where you got the softcore version and they gave me the hardcore version?
That was Boobtown, Mike.
That was Boobtown.
Boobtown.
Boobtown is being waved in front of me and I had it hidden in my car. Boobtown, you know?
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
I want to tell you one time, me and my wife, we took some pictures, okay?
Of yourselves?
Yeah, and different poses and stuff like that.
Nude, hold on.
Well, I'd love to see yours.
Hold on, I want to talk to you about this. Was it you and your wife naked, nude?
Yes.
Sex poses?
Yeah, no, I'm just laying there naked, whatever.
And hold on. Before you get to this, what prompts you and your wife to take nude photos of yourself?
Just playing around, basically.
And were they simply nude photos, or were they photos of you two whilst you were in any particular activity?
No, just of each other. Nobody else was taking a picture.
Were you flaccid?
In
these photos, or?
That lingo is...
Do you know what that word means? You don't know what the word
means. Okay, were you soft?
No.
All right, so you... Oh,
okay.
All right. Yes, and I'm laying there. I'm dropping down.
Oh my God. Who wants to take a picture of themselves like that?
My wife.
Your wife.
My wife.
Why, she want to carry in her wallet?
Yeah, people bring out their baby
pictures. You're talking
pictures.
A Polaroid, okay? Then we moved out of our
house. Well, listen, there are a lot of people that like doing that. They're taking naked pictures of themselves while they're around.
Well, listen. Get pulled over, okay? We moved out of a house. I had the pictures in my glove compartment. A week later, I forgot about them, okay, and I left them there. Got pulled over by a cop. I got arrested because they thought I resembled somebody who, like a pedophile or something like that.
Oh my, yeah, you can't use that language.
Well, you can't use that language. Everybody, when they bring this topic up, they have to be deleted. You can't. You're the second guy now to use that language. You can't use that language.
That is not right.
I apologize.
That is not right.
But moral of the story.
Shocker, though, that the police thought this guy looked like a pedophile.
Were there only pictures of you and your wife in there?
Yes, just me and my wife.
There were no other photographs?
No, sir.
Is your wife very? Was your wife very young looking?
Yeah. She's like 28.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The moral of the story is don't carry anything like that in your trunk.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
His desperate attempt to make us him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Look what I got in my glove compartment. Then they arrested me. Said I was some kind of pedophile.
Hello.
You understand, don't you, Don and Mike?
Hello.
Yes. You hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
All right. My brother-in-law was working over at your old studios at WAVA. Doing some heating and air conditioning work.
I hope I know where this is coming.
What did he find?
He was pulling on a vent and something collapsed in the ceiling into the next room.
Was it from the engineer's room?
Yes.
And he found, like, pornography?
Two shopping bags full.
Like old, horrible pornography?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Is this a setup call or is this real?
No, this is real.
I've heard this story
before.
You've heard this story because me and Mike have told this story before.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That the chief engineer of the station, whose name I can't mention because when we talked about him, named him by name before, you know, he called up and threatened legal action like everybody does.
And he claimed it wasn't his. In fact, anybody that was ever associated with that room claimed it wasn't theirs. But I venture to say like five guys knew there was that stash in there.
But at WAVA, when they were remodeling the studios, and they were redoing the whole building, when they were, like, tearing down walls and stuff, they went in the engineer's office, and they found the most rancid, like,
old stuff.
Circa 1950 pornography.
Like, where he found it, I don't know. You know, where it was, unless it was, like, brought in from home.
But it was the exact same thing. It was, like, it was hidden in the walls and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you took out the, they had these ceiling tiles, like we have in here.
Gross.
And when they took them out to break the walls down, they found pages and pages of these.
And for my money, if you've got that stuff in the workplace, it means that you know you're enjoying a little quiet time at some point when maybe no one else is around, and that just
we have it up in our office, Mike.
Yes, we do.
we do.
Centers and relaxes.
We do.
For the show.
But ours is on the coffee table.
Ours is not hidden. Ours is there because whenever we have like a business meeting or something, we love waiting for the reaction from the outside person that's sitting in the office when finally they work their way down to the coffee table and they say, we have like the normal, you know, have Time, we have Cigar Aficionado, we have like USA Today sitting out.
We have Out.
Yeah, Out magazine. And then underneath all that will be like a copy of Plumpers.
Right.
Or Fat Chicks.
It's the best. It's
over
the best.
50.
We like to just test people, see what the reaction will be. All right, guys, well, listen, I've... okay, you know, they stare at it, and the meeting continues. Don's, like, laid it out perfectly, so it's right in the center.
Advantage yours.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I got the ultimate idea that has worked so far, and it's only had to happen once, where you can, your videos are safe. You tape about 10 minutes of one of those boring high school movies you used to watch, old black and white ones, like on the Sex Life of a South African Snail or something. Put that on the front of your video. By the time the kids get through the first five...
All right. Okay, unless you have... You know, I would like to say for that idea, unless you've got some sort of elaborate indexing system, you are begging for trouble there.
Right. Because, you know, if you're like me...
Right.
Eventually, you'll forget that you got the dirty movie there, and it'll be when you have a room full of people over when you go, hey, listen, I got a good video to watch, and you pop it in, and then 10 minutes into it, you know, it's boob town.
Yeah. There's only one way to solve that. You know, easier to hide and, it's called The Wonderful World of DVD. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any DVD pornos.
I don't have any tapes anymore at all.
Oh, yours are all on DVD now?
Well, yeah. In fact, three. Three DVDs.
Flat, thin, easy to hide.
Three that we purchased. And I say we.
We're known. Congratulations.
It is known. But, of course,
she doesn't watch them with you, does she?
Once.
It doesn't matter if it's dirty.
Once, and then that was it. That was it. So now they're my property. But they're like CDs. So, I mean, you can hide those a little bit easier, and you also know exactly what you have because they're labeled.
It says right on there, porno.
On the porno. Do not view.
Porno.
Porno.
Hello. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Great, thank you.
This is really an embarrassing conversation, but you know, I was down in West Palm Beach like last year, and I'm visiting my grandmother. My grandmother's like 70 years old, a nice church woman, goes to church every Sunday, and has some friends of mine stop by. So when she was supposed to show some videos of me when I was a child, you know, like memories and what have you. She puts in the video, like porno videos, Debbie Does Dallas. And it was the most embarrassing thing.
Now, were they your grandma's videos or were they your videos?
No, they were her videos. I didn't know she was like that.
Is there a grandpa around or was it just your grandma?
That's my stepfather and his old freaky ass.
So was he the catalyst? It probably wasn't your grandma. It was your stepdad.
No, it was the grandma-grandpa thing. It was both of them. Okay, I mean, these guys were in unison. And I was so embarrassing. I mean, how do you explain to your friend, you know, your grandmother, and she had, like, none but videos. I mean, I don't know if it was a mistake or...
Grandmama.
Was it just one that she put on, or were there, like, several?
Oh, no, she was just popping them in. You know, she said, look at this.
You mean when
so she had my, and then my, and my grandmother smokes weed, too. I didn't know about that either.
All right. Hello. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm more than granny.
Over the river and through the woods. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I have the alleged Janet Jones Playboy in front of me right now.
Oh, really? All right. Well, describe it to us.
Okay. Well, it's very, 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 very... Well, okay. She doesn't show anything.
Well, give us the date. Give us the date.
Oh, it's March 1987.
87. March of 87. Does she show her boobs?
Well, side views. And there's...
She show the nipple?
No.
Is that 87?
No areola or anything, no.
87. Is that pre-Gretzky?
Yeah, I believe it is, as a matter of fact. Well,
this guy said she doesn't show anything. None of the good parts of her boobs.
You can kind of see like the side of her butt in a couple of shots.
But does her body look good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see those pictures of Pam Anderson?
Huh?
The new ones?
Yeah. Hey, who can tell the difference?
Really?
Did you see the picture of her without her implants?
Where was? There was a picture of her in USA Today, but that's pre-implant.
No, that is post.
The only difference
right here, Mike, take a look. That is her after her downsizing.
They're a little lower, just a little, but really not much smaller.
They're still huge. Yeah, take a look at that picture. It's on the second page. Look at that.
Maybe after breast implant removal, she tells him.
Told you.
Well, you know, she had some pretty nice ones before she had the implants anyway.
Now they look great, though.
Yeah,
right?
Well, they...
I mean, really. They're a little too big before.
Yeah, I agree.
Look at
her. I think that's... The caption says, in an interview
after breast implant removal.
Right. Wow.
That is post.
That's after.
It's amazing. Look at that. Why'd she get implants in the first place?
They look fine. They look better.
Yeah.
They look much better.
And if she would take some of that makeup off, you know, she might be a good-looking woman.
Yeah, I mean, if she let her eyebrows grow out a little bit.
She does look very road-worn, though.
Yes.
Well, she does look like she's got, like, 200,000 miles on. I know she does.
Rocker Tommy Lee will put some mileage on you, if you know what I mean.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, the best thing about porn on DVD is a lot of the porns come with different angles built in. You can click buttons on there.
Okay, all right.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
I don't know. It's very complex, that DVD. You know, you can do different things. I know nothing about the technology. You're saying different angles. Maybe there's some buttons I could push.
Hello.
I'm sure there's some buttons you could push.
I'm sure there's some buttons you do push when you watch that. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Can we stop talking about porn, please? For Christ's sake, I'm trying to write a press release here, and it's not helping me any.
What's the press release about?
Oh, my press release is about a bar up in Burlington.
Is it a porn bar?
I'm sorry.
It is now.
We love talking about sex.
Yeah, it's great, but it's not helping me write this release at all.
Well, I'm sorry.
We always say, don't let your job get in the way of listening to this show.
I'm not doing it.
I would imagine that Pamela Anderson's breasts, now if I had to guess the size, looking at this picture.
Does it look like the left one's a little smaller than the right one?
I think it's the angle of the picture.
All right.
I think it's that the left one is just more straight up.
Well, maybe
I would imagine,
though, after that much surgery, I mean, you have to have surgery to put them in, surgery to get them out, but there's... Right. And didn't she have a problem with them at one point?
I heard a report on Friday.
What problem could you have with those? She had a problem with the ones that she had, and they had to go in and fix them. So she's like, I would say that underneath there, you probably got, you know, looks like kind of like outside the suburbs of Belgrade or something like that.
I bet not. I wonder how we could ever find out. I bet now her breasts, that's like a 36C probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Looking at them right now. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, I'm drawing the little outline on my picture to show you what I think they might look like.
Enhanced version.
Yeah. There you go.
Gave her some lowriders.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Hello. Hello, Dynamike. Last call. Hello.
That was Pamela Lee. She decided to hang up after that.
I just did. My apologies. I just disconnected everybody that was on the line.
It's amazing, though, that
hang up button.
That's just a... She never should have had them in the first place.
Yeah. That's afterwards. What's like lots of those gross strippers that we've had on our show before? They come with the big, like, basketballs.
Over in
Florida.
She was pre-boob job when we interviewed her out in California many moons ago.
When you wanted to ask her on a date.
When I did ask her on a date, she said no.
Oh.
It was a dare.
We went, this is a long time ago, man. We went to California. It was when Home Improvement was first coming out, when she was the Tool Time girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we had her on the show. We interviewed her. Just absolutely boring as hell. Like, tedious talking to her. Oh. So full of herself. But Mike was, you were absolutely in love with her, smitten when you saw her. This is before she was famous or anything.
Right.
Will
you agree she was better looking, too?
Yeah, she wasn't all painted up. She was only the Tool Time girl. Mm-hmm. And this was, Mike was coming off his first marriage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you were in the dating phase. We all enjoyed that phase.
Very dark period for me. Very, very, many times my misery was exploited on this program.
And, loved it. Absolutely loved it. Like when the girl left you when you were in...
when I went on vacation and left me in Bermuda.
Oh.
Yeah, and Mike tells the story about how he was just looking out a big picture window and her airplane was flying away.
I'm sitting there drinking a beer at 7 in the morning.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, very
sad.
Tragic. Very tragic period of time.
Fantastic.
But there were also some moments, and one of the moments was, hey, I'm single. I'm going to ask this woman out. And I knew I didn't have a chance.
Just a simple no is what you got?
I believe it was a simple no.
Yeah, no, she was...
No, I have a boyfriend.
You were mad when you came back to the table. See, because we kind of dared Mike into doing it. We're sitting at this big folding, like a big card table.
Right, right.
And we were in a room full of disc jockeys, and they were bringing her from disc jockey to disc jockey.
Right.
And I think we were the last. Mm-hmm. We were the last DJs that all the celebrities would see. And she walked away, and Mike was like, oh, I love her. So I said, go ask her out. We're in L.A. for the weekend. You're a single man. Go ask her out. So we watched him walk up. Now, we didn't hear the conversation. We only saw it,
I don't understand.
We all got a good laugh watching you walk up there.
Well,
you
saw her up there. Hey,
you did your walk. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine why she shot me down, too, because I said something along the lines of, I had so much trouble sleeping last night because I was seeing you in my dreams. Beautiful. What's your sign?
That's when you were going through your gold chain phase. You had a couple of gold chains on. And
had the fast car.
Yeah. You
walked up, and I believe the answer was... no, I have a boyfriend. Oh. Maybe not even a boyfriend. It might have been...
I think maybe it was just a flat-out no.
No. I remember. It was no loser. No loser. That's
whatever
what
it was. Ouch. You were mad when you came back, but did we get a laugh.
I came back.
We love that. We love watching you ask her out.
I came back, just saying, oh, she's so cold. Such a nice woman. Doesn't know what she's meeting.
Ice queen.
Doesn't know what she's missing, rather.
Hello, last call. This is my show.
Next. Hey, don't forget, she was on the Tony Robbins infomercial. Is that what got you to send away for the tapes?
She was in the Tony Robbins tape?
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson was?
Actress, yeah.
Great.
And how it helped her career take off.
Really? No, I never saw her on one of those tapes with that horse tooth guy, Tony Robbins.
Think Tony Robbins ever saw her naked?
Hey.
Listen to this guy.
Hey.
He works Tony Robbins into it. That's like talking about getting thrown in the face with cold water.
Hey, all right, thank you. A goodbye. No, he's already gone.
He's already gone.
Already gone.
It's just as well.
Set his piece. He's shooting. Get. Get. Go on, get. Okay, I'm on a break right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
The Don and Mike Show. They like 'em cow big. Don and Mike.
Tons of energy. Low budget Jeopardy. Let's open the door right now. Oh, Christ. It's great to be here. Hello, I'm Steve Irwin. Hello, Don. We're going to go chase snakes.
This is the guy,
so I hope they don't bite us.
The crocodile hunter guy from Animal Planet.
Right.
Quiet.
I think there's a giant snake somewhere deep inside here. I just know it. There's all sorts of filth around here that we've been mucking about in. I think I'm going to find a giant tiger snake. Oh, look. There it is. That looks like... There it is. Oh, isn't it gorgeous? What a little ripper. That's a northern death adder. That's a gorgeous snake. You got to be real quiet and keep your hands right up in front of your face. That's why they won't bite you. Isn't this fun? I'll tell you right now, I can see that. It might be behind you. Yeah.
What?
That looks like something over there. That's a black whip snake. Look at how long and hard it is.
Oh.
It's got nice and rigid.
I think we just saw one of those in our Messy Girls video.
Oh, you know what? It's got a belly full of skinks, so it's not going to be any trouble. You see, once they've fed, they're not as dangerous as they normally are. I'll tell you right now, I love snakes.
No.
Especially here, over in the States, where you got all your great big rattlers. Rattlers with big fangs, I'll tell you that. Oh, there it is. Watch out. That looks like a Mojave rattler. That's a real scary snake right there. I hope it doesn't bite us. You know, sometimes you find snakes in the weirdest places, like underneath a house, but it's best to leave them alone. Otherwise, they might come right up and bite you right in the face.
Now, you're not the guy from the Outback, right?
That's what I do.
You wink a lot?
When I finish my sentences, I tell you, if you think that's bad, you ought to take a look at what I got in me shed.
And then you wink and you click your...
That's right.
Click your jaw.
That's what I did when I was down there looking at the Eastern Diamondback. This is the biggest, baddest rattler you've ever seen in your whole life. Aren't snakes fun? There it is. Oh, man. That looks like a blotched blue-tongued lizard. Better stay away from him. Give him a wide berth.
Now, listen... I've got to admit...
Can I sit down?
Yeah, have a seat.
Let me straighten these shorts out. I wear these high shorts that all of us wear, you know, to keep our legs cool.
I've never seen your show. However, a lot of people on this show have seen it. My wife and my son watch your show all the time, The Crocodile Hunter.
You sound like a potential killer. You've got to be real careful around you. I'll tell you right now, I'll keep my eyes on your eyes. So if you decide to strike out half your body length, you won't bite me because I can't get a pressure bandage on my right arm. And if you bit me in the face, I tell you right now, a snake bite in the face is very difficult because you can't get a pressure bandage on it. There you go. Fighting, scaring, all sorts of snakes. I love snakes.
Now you
they're all very cute little rippers.
You roll around on the ground like with snakes and alligators and reptiles, right?
I remember one time I had an encounter with a northern death adder, a real beauty, a gorgeous little ripper.
What is that?
I just got down on me belly.
Was that a snake?
That's one of the 10 deadliest snakes in the world. So full of venom, but kind of docile. Not like your northern rattlers that you get in this country that can strike out half their body length and take a chunk out of your arm and inject you with that venom as it oozes out of your arms, streaming down your elbow. Mm. Then you have to get a pressure bandage on it. Because if you don't, mate, you could be in a big load of trouble. You should stay away from snakes because they prefer to stay away from you.
Now, when you do this thing like Popeye the Sailor, when you look at me and you wink and you do this,
that's when I'm excited. I'm happy about that. I'm real happy about my snakes. And when I get a big encounter with a giant rattler that's all long and hard and rigid, because that's what they do when they get uptight. They get all hard and long. And I've seen some really long black snakes. Absolutely dangerous. But you stay away from them. You keep your eyes on their eyes. And then you dance around. And when you come that close to death, mate, I'll tell you right now, it makes you want to go... There you go, and wink at the camera, just like I do. I love snakes. You know, they're all really gorgeous, and people shouldn't run over them or chop their heads off or try to get their skins and make boots out of them. I don't believe in that, mate, not one bit.
Good. Now, you're not the guy
from the Outback Steakhouse, and you're not the guy from the
Subaru commercials?
Right. No, this looks like a great place for a giant crocodile. I don't do any of that crap. I'd like to invite you to come down to my place down in Queensland, Northern Territory. It's a great place to see snakes. I don't mind telling you.
All right, let's wade through a swamp together.
Have you ever been to my Queensland Reptile and Fauna Park? That's where I was born. My father had me handling dangerous poisonous snakes like death adders when I was only 8 years old. They're so beautiful. I love snakes. So I'll get right on me belly, get 2 inches away from their face, and then I'll almost kiss them, but I don't want to kiss them because they're dangerous. There you go. Oh, what's that? Could that be a giant crocodile? Or a river turtle? Or maybe a black whip snake or an eastern tiger?
Says on the label, alligator.
An alligator? Hell, I don't know. Sounds to me like it might be a snake tooth skink. I'll tell you right now, those little rippers could really take a chunk out of your right hand. But there's not a lot of venom, so it's not something you really want to worry about. But I could crawl on my belly. Did you ever see the episode when I was hunting crocodiles and I laid down on my belly right where the mother croc had laid her eggs and she was going for a swim? I'll tell you, that was mighty dangerous. My whole goal in life is to eventually get my right arm bitten off. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I think you may, let me ask you, why do you like go out with these dangerous animals and lay on the ground next to them?
So I like death. I like cheating death and looking death in the face. I heard you talking about that wussy Robbie Knievel. What's jumping over a canyon when I can get face to face with a Mojave Rattler and I can almost have it bite my right eyeball out, pull out the goo and suck on its venom? I'll tell you, that's cheating death, not jumping over some pussy canyon with a motorcycle with advertising on it. Oh, I tell you, I love it. Watch out! That's a giant elephant! Let me see if I can get in front of it. Maybe if I can get in front of it, it'll really come close to squishing my head and stepping on me brains. This looks real dangerous. Watch this. Now, normally you should stay away from these gorgeous beauties, sure. But what I'm going to do is lay flat out with me legs spread, and I'm going to see if that thing can step up real close to me there. There it goes. Come on, good fella. What a ripper. She's a real beauty, and she almost stepped on me balls. That was real exciting. I love animals, and the more dangerous, the better, especially snakes.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
Oh, it's a giant Siberian tiger. Hey, if I wave my hands around me head, maybe there's an outside chance it'll bite my liver out. Oh, I'd love that. You know, they're real dangerous, especially if you jump up and down in front of them. And if they've got a baby around, a Siberian tiger cub, that means the mother will really be angry. And she'll want to bite my right leg off, clean off right down to the bone. That looks mighty dangerous, man.
Now, is that what you want? It sounds to me like you want to be maimed by these animals.
I just love nature. Nature's the greatest thing. I like rattlers, crocodiles, alligators. I like every kind of snake in the world. Oh, that's a little bird. Oh, I could just twist its head off. I wouldn't have any fun. That looks like it might be one of those little creatures that the snakes eat. It's not a skink. It's a bird from the Northern Territory. That's where I caught a western brown. Quite a volatile and dangerous snake. Yes, siree. Real exciting. It reminds me of my encounter with the death adder. I'll tell you right now, it's exciting doing this show. I don't mind telling you. Crikey, what other animals are coming in me path right now? It's a bird. That's a... Look at that. Watch out, mate. That's a seagull.
It says on the label, that's a hawk.
That's a hawk. You know, they might look like they could fly away, but if you go up to their nest about 600 feet above the ground on a cliff and you just put your face right into their nest of babies, there's an outside chance the mother will fly back to the nest and then try to peck at your head until it pecks right into your brain. That's a scary encounter right there, mate. I'll tell you, they're gorgeous. What a little ripper. All right, there's a frog. That's the common North American pond frog. Yeah, they might look real harmless to you, but I'll tell you right now, if you eat it whole and then it cuts off your airway, you won't get any oxygen. So I'm going to try to swallow it whole and see if it sticks in my esophagus.
You're going to eat this frog?
Here we go.
Ooh, don't do it. What a ripper. I'll tell you, that is nothing quite like animals. I love them all. You know something? Snakes sense vibration. What's that?
I don't know.
I heard something.
I did too.
Be real quiet.
Okay.
It's stinking hot in here. A good environment for snakes. And it smells like you've all been mucking about. I'll tell you right now, we might have to get a pressure bandage on something for you.
What? Does this guy say this all the time on his show about a pressure bandage?
Well, of course you do. You need a pressure bandage on your right hand because it's chock-a-block with filth. This doesn't smell real crash hot to me. I don't mind telling you. Bring some more animals my way. I'm not afraid of anything.
All right.
You know what I might do after the show? I've got an idea. You're right out in a main drag, mate, with lots of cars going real fast. Let's stand in the middle of the highway and crouch real low so they can't see it. You know, oh, there it is. That's the South American ass. They might look harmless to you, but we're carrying the packs on their backs. But they can be dangerous, especially if you cover your hands in peanut butter and thrust it into their mouth. They got a nasty bite, mate. You might have to get a pressure bandage.
Hello.
What's that? That looks like an Australian river skink. Very dangerous. Oh, this. That's a cow.
What's the cow doing here in the jungle?
I'll tell you right now. Cows seem real innocent, but you know something? They're real big. And if you get a friend of yours to tip the cow over and you lie flat on the ground and it lands on you, you can break a bone. Oh, there it is. It's the hawk again. Come on now. Fly down here and peck me eyes out. I'm real excited. This is very exciting right now. All right. Let's get real quiet. Oh, that's a real beauty. We got a real ripper here. Yes. That's a cat of some kind. It looks like a panther.
That's an alligator.
That's an alligator. Of course, I should have recognized that. It looks like it might have just had some babies, too, and it's protecting its mud nest. I thought it might be a knob-tailed gecko, or an eastern water skink, or a river skink. Oh, don't you growl at me. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to get close to its face, and maybe it'll jump at me and try to bite my eyes out. Come on over here, you big wuss. That's a real beauty. He's huge. He looks like he's 16 feet. Here comes that pesky elephant again. I'm going to stand right in his way. Come on now, mate. See if you can step on me balls. Go on, I dare you. Step on me balls. Come on. Oh, there it goes. This is exciting. You know, in an air studio, you can find all sorts of dangerous animals right now. You never know where they're looking. You hear the crickets. That's what they feed on at night. I'm real excited about this. I'm so excited, I'm practically aroused. Look at that, a North American quarter horse. I know you're laughing because you don't think they're dangerous, but you've never had an encounter with one like I have. One time I went into a stable.
And what happened?
I went into a stable, and I stood right under its hooves, and then I said, step on me, step on me. And it finally stepped right on me chest. I tell you, I had to get a pressure bandage on that real quick, mate. I don't mind telling you. Oh, I tell you, that sounds like a pygmy mogul monitor, or maybe a northern gecko, or a spotted tree monitor, or maybe it's a Jackie lizard, or a dragon lizard, or a thorny devil. Or maybe it's just one of those horses that you brought by before. There's the phone. Don't respawn that quick. I'll tell you right now, this could be dangerous. You think picking up the phone is a safe procedure, but it's not, because there could be electrical charges running through the phone lines that would give you a nasty shock, mate.
And what would you have to put on your ear then?
You better get a pressure bandage on that right quick.
All right, listen, Steve, we have to do a break.
All right. Listen, while you do your break, I'm just going to stand by and see if there's anything dangerous. Look at that. It's a Charlie Broy here.
We're going to take the first two calls right now.
Don't get near his breath.
For a low budget jeopardy.
I tell you, if he breathes on you, you'll have to get a pressure bandage on your nose.
Our phone number is 1-800-636-1067.
Oh, crikey, I'm having a great time, mate. Eating these fun. Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Attention! Attention! Nils is dead! I repeat, Nils is dead, fuckhead! So is Pound! And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys down at the bank, they're gonna be a little late.
The Don and Mike Show!
comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
All right, I'm here with Steve Urkel. Steve Irwin.
Make sure you get it right, because I want people to know I listen to the Don and Mike show, even though it's a bit dangerous.
Now, we're going to play low-budget Jeff Bardee.
You wouldn't have one of those North American common house cats around here, would you? They might look innocent, but I'll tell you right now, they can be really dangerous, especially... Beware, there it is, it's over in the corner. Oh, boy, I had an encounter with one of those things a long time ago.
What happened?
I'll tell you right now, I put scotch tape on its paws, and it almost killed me. It can reach right down and claw out your tonsils. I'll tell you, this is fun. I'm really enjoying my stay. I'm glad you invited me on the show. It's great to be here.
You know those khaki shorts you're wearing?
Oh, they ride me high.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, that's the way it's got to be when you're mucking in the bush. Real important to wear the right things, like my boots. You like these? I was in a swamp looking for a tiger snake one time in the Northern Territory in Queensland.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, it was real dangerous because they get all wet and soggy, and then they get mucked up, and the snakes can actually smell your feet, your stinky feet, and come out and bite you. That's a dangerous situation, mate. Man, I love snakes. They're gorgeous little rippers.
You know, I think most Friday nights, my friend Mike O'Mara gets all mucked up.
I think he does. You better be careful. I've seen him. Keep your hands and feet away from his mouth when it's Friday at quitting time. Yeah, mate. This is great. You want to play the game?
Yes, let's play low budget Jeff RD.
All right, fantastic. Hello, this is Steve Irwin. Be very quiet and careful. You never know when one of those domesticated North American animals might come by. This is low budget Jeff. Watch out! Beware.
What is it, Steve?
It's a North American barn pig. They're mighty dangerous.
Yeah, look at the little gorgeous flippers.
They look innocent, but I'll tell you right now, if you get your hands near their snout, they've got venom. They could bite right into your hand. Stay away. Just keep away. Keep it over in the corner. There's my little ripper. Oh, she's gorgeous. All right, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a guy from Fairfax. He's an accountant. A dangerous profession there. Let's say hi to Chris Sutherland.
Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Don.
And now entering the studios, our returning champion. Hey, this guy's got a great attitude and a great brain. Let's say hi to the computer software management guy from Wichita, a dangerous part of the United States. It's Mike Orborn.
Hey, Mike.
Hello there.
Mike, listen, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life, sir?
I got taller.
Ah, that's a scary thing to say. I'm going to give you a mutton bird. All right, now entering the studios to host a low-budget Jeopardy. Oh, man, beware, duck down. Hey, wait, before we start, let's see if I can put my head in its mouth. Look at those small
teeth.
That
is a growling leopard.
Ah, that's a leopard. Fastest, one of the fastest creatures on Earth. And lots of fun to try. I'd like to get on top of it. I'd like to ride it around until it claws me head off. Man, this is fun. I love it. The more dangerous, the better. All right, I'm going to introduce you now if there aren't any dangerous animals around. Now, entering the studio, it's the house of a low-budget Jeopardy. Notice I'm looking around for anything that might be dangerous, like an Eastern Diamondback Rattler. Let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo, mate.
Well, thank you, Steve, and hello, Mike. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Hello, Alex.
Guys, always remember, never forget, answer the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing a clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game. Then it's LQ Lord Quizmaster. And always call him Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel. Now it's Irwin, and I'm happier than a knob-tailed gecko. That's a snake. It's a rattler. Look at that. Look at the size of him. He's long. He's in the S shape, ready to strike out on half his body. Boy, he's a real ripper. This is great. I'm having such a great time. I tell you, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
Guys, here are your categories, and they are.
Let's tell them the categories. I hope they're dangerous.
Famous chicks with visible underarm hair.
Chicks can be dangerous, especially when they're in their mother's nest.
No, girls. I like girls. Chicks, you know, chicks.
American slang.
Right.
That's all right. What a ripper.
Star Wars mania.
Star Wars, yes. Yeah, science fiction. Not like the real thing. It's real dangerous.
Implants or not?
Implants, like for the breasts?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Are you a fan of Neil Diamond?
I love Neil Diamond. We're coming to America, so
song too. I listen to that when I'm handling me snakes in me shed.
This weekend is Neil Diamond's birthday, so we're going to play Sing Me a Neil Diamond Song.
Fantastic. I think it should be a lot of fun. That is, if there's not a King Cobra lurking about.
And finally, states and capitals.
States and capitals. We've got territories in Australia.
Here you go, one more time. Famous chicks with visible underarm hair.
Super.
Star Wars mania.
Right.
Implants or not.
Yeah.
Sing me a Neil Diamond song. States and capitals.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
What's that?
Give me another word for the secret word game.
All right, hold on. I've got to find it. It's over here somewhere. All right. Here's the secret word. I hope you're writing it down. The secret word is woman. Woman.
Woman. Secret word game.
Secret word game.
Win the DVD player and all the DVDs from DVDExpress.com.
That's right, DVDs, but don't put your hands inside of them. They might take your fingers off.
Okay, Chris, you're the challenger. We'll start with you.
Yes, I'll take Sing Me a Neil Diamond Song, please.
Sing Me a Neil Diamond Song. Okay, for one, Sweet Caroline.
What is Sweet Caroline, da da da, good times never felt so good.
We'll give that to you.
Hey, way to go, Ripper. $1 for you. Good singing, but I think it might have attracted some dangerous beasts.
I'm going to stick with the...
the hawk. He said hawk, it's back. Come on down here. You're way up high. Come down where I can see you. Claw me face off, you little ripper. All right, go again, Chris, and nice try on the first one.
We'll try another Neil Diamond song.
Song Song Blue.
What is Song Song Blue creeping on the river?
No, you don't. We can't give you that.
No, I don't think you finished that one. All right, Mike, it's your chance to steal.
What is Song Song Blue? I don't know the rest.
But you had the right music. Yeah, we'll give that one to you.
$2 for you, Mike. That means you're on the board and in control. Select again, please.
Let's take Sing Me a Neil Diamond Song for three, please.
Love on the Rocks.
What is Love on the Rocks? I don't know the tune.
All right, Chris, it's time for you to try to sing.
What is Love on the Rocks?
No, that doesn't work. I know you know that one, Steve.
What is Love on the Rocks? I know, surprise. I was on the rocks one time with a big death adder. There's that leopard again.
No, that's the alligator.
It's the alligator. I can't recognize it. That's an alligator disguised as a leopard. The most dangerous kind. Look at his spots, boy. Let me see if I can crawl out his back and grab his teeth with me head. Come on, you gorgeous little ripper. I'd like to ride you right out into the swamp. Then he could wrap his tail around me and drag me under the ground where I lose air. All right, and now who's in control? I lost my train of thought.
I think that would be,
Mike.
Mike.
Mike, you're in control. Select again. It's time to move to a new category.
Let's try states and capitals for one, please.
Okay. It is the capital of the great state of Alaska.
What is Juneau?
Juneau, yes.
Gotta watch out for those Eskimos in Alaska. They're mighty dangerous. Their pelts, very scary. I'll tell you, I don't mind going all over the world, but I'm afraid of just about everything. There you go, Mike. Go again, Nick.
Mike.
Go again, Mike.
Mike.
States and capitals for two, please.
It's capital of the great state of Michigan.
What is Lansing?
Lansing, yes, yes, yes.
Lansing reminds me of the time I had to lance a boil right on me, boom. I tell you, it was dangerous. I had to put a pin in it, and all sorts of bloody pus came out. All right, Mike, you're in control.
States and capitals for three, please.
It's the capital of the great state of Louisiana.
What is Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge, yes. That means this guy just swept that category, Steve.
All right, you swept the category. That's fantastic. Now you can move on to another one, Mike. And I'll tell you, although it's real dangerous in here, you're doing a great job. Go again, Mike. Hey, Mike, wake up and get a pulse. Come on.
Let's try famous chicks with visible underarm hair.
All right, here you go for one. Famous chicks.
Yeah. Watch out, you got any venom in there?
There's something dangerous in there.
I tell you, put that in a little bottle and you make an anti-serum.
Famous chicks with visible underarm hair. For one, do you think she ever pulled Richard Gere's gerbil out? Oh.
All right, Chris, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Cindy Crawford?
No, I see Julie Roberts. She was in the movie.
Oh,
Julie Roberts. Remember we talked about it the other day? She got the hairy armpits.
That was a tricky ripper. I'll tell you right now. Mike, you're in control.
Famous chicks with visible underarm hair for two, please.
Shave your pits. Strike a pose.
Who is Madonna?
Madonna. Yeah.
$2 for you, Madonna. She's real dangerous, especially if you're in the same room with her.
All right, Mike.
Famous chicks with visible underarm hair for three, please.
Where have all the cowboys and where have all the smooth armpits gone?
Who is Paula Cole?
Paula Cole is correct.
$3 for you, Mike. You're ripping through all the categories. I tell you, I'm real proud of you. It's Lancelot Link, a secret chimp. He's mighty dangerous. I know they smile, and all you Americans, you like monkeys on TV.
We love our monkeys.
If you put your fingers near him at feeding time, you'll lose your whole bloody arm. Stay away. Stay away. I'm going to keep him at bay with a big stick, poking at the chimpanzee. You stay away from me right now, Bubbles. I'll tell you right now, you're a dangerous creature. You know, if you're not careful, he'll turn around and start throwing his own feces on you. And that could be poisonous. That's what they do, filthy beasts mucking around. Okay, Mike.
Let's go to Star Wars Mania, please.
Name of the newest Star Wars film.
What is Star Wars 1, The Phantom Menace?
That is correct. It's $1 for you, Mike.
Star Wars.
You're really racking up the points, I'll tell you that. Go again.
Star Wars Mania for two, please.
This small chubby man will receive 90% of the profits from this movie.
Who is George Lucas?
Yeah,
that's right. $2 for you. You're just blazing a trial, mate. Go again.
Star Wars Mania for three, please.
This former Pulp Fiction star has a role in the new Star Wars.
Who is Samuel L. Jackson?
That's right. That's right. He was C-3PO on Star Wars.
That's right. I bet he's got a lightsaber right in his closet. All right, Mike. Select again.
Let's try implants or not for one, please.
All right, beautiful. Last category now. You got 50-50 chance on these. Implants or not. Pamela Anderson Lee.
What is not?
That's right. $1. You haven't given up control in a long time, Mike. You're doing a great job. Select again.
Implants or not for two, please.
Britney Spears.
What is... Yes.
Yes, yes, right. You fooled me by just not saying implants, yes.
$2 for you, Mike. Go again. Watch out. Here he comes. It's the giant African elephant. Come on over here. These are me balls. Step up. I dare you. I'm standing right in your line of sight. Come on. Can't you see me?
Oh, he missed me again, Mike.
There he is. All right, come on. Step right here. Right on me right one.
I'm not afraid of you, Mike.
You can come back to Queens with me getting me shit. All right, Mike. You're in control.
Implants or not for three, please.
All right, the final question on the big board. Cher.
What is not?
No.
All right, Chris. Here's an opportunity for you to let out a ripper.
I'll say, what is yes?
Yes, implants for Cher, yeah.
$3, and that's the end of the first round. Time to round up all these pesky animals and take them back to me shed.
Okay.
I'm having such a great time.
Hold on.
You better be quiet.
Why?
Something's coming around the corner.
I think it's a commercial set, I think.
It's a sales guy.
Uh-oh.
He looks like a North American Tim McWilliams.
Okay. He's dangerous, mate.
Stand by. We'll be right back.
Mike and Chris.
Yo.
Here we go with final low-budget Jeopardy. Now, don't forget, answer in the form of a question, boys.
That's right, and if you don't, you're going to get in big trouble. We might throw you to a big pack of snags.
And here is your category. 16 years ago today, on April 30, 1983... this song by future pedophile Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's right, mate. He's dangerous.
Featured future alcoholic Eddie Van Halen and rocked all the way to number one.
I bet Sammy Hagar's got a lot of northern stinks in his hair.
In 1983 on this day, this song by future pedophile Michael Jackson featured future alcoholic Ed Van Halen and rocked all the way to number one. Guys, need the name of that song in the form of a question and...
good luck. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a pair of my special Bush shorts. That's right. These shorts are special because they ride real high on your legs and they keep your marbles cool when you're mucking about looking for snakes and crocs and skinks and geckos and Gila monsters and what a little ripper.
Nice bush.
That's right. Watch out. When you're in the bush, it's dangerous. So start mucking about in your bush, mate. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex the Bucky Ranimer.
Thank you.
Party. It's game time now on JFK with
cash for you and me. Mom! Time for Don and Mike to play.
Go by here, Jeff Hardy. Okay. Who first here, Steve?
You're going to go to the low man and the telephone, Donnie. It's Chris.
Chris. The song by future pedophile Michael Jackson. Future pedophile. I'm sorry, future alcoholic Eddie Van Halen. I don't want a lawsuit there.
No, you don't want to do that. They could get you in a world of trouble. They might throw you down to have you milk an alligator.
We're rocked all the way to number one. What is the song, please? Chris.
Hello, Chris. Oh, no, I knew it. I knew he got too close. He's probably in the belly of a giant cock.
Chris.
You want me to go look for him? Is he in the bush?
All right, let's go to the other guy. Mike.
Hello.
Mike.
We're trying to hear. How come they can't hear us? Are all the buttons pushed?
Robbie, you got all the buttons pressed.
Everything's right. Maybe they've got them on the wrong line.
Maybe there's an eastern tiger snake caught somewhere in the board.
All right, hold on a sec. Oh, the phones all just failed.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you right now, this is a scary situation.
The phones all just failed.
Almost as bad as the time I tried to French kiss an Australian fish, man. Where's that bloody elephant?
Here's Chris.
Chris?
This is Mike.
Hello. It's Mike. Hello, Mike. All right, Mike's the one with more money.
He's the returning champion.
Okay, hold on. You know, Charlie Broy here was just going to tell me why the phones are so messed up. But don't get too close to his mouth with his death breath. That could be a nasty pressure bandage situation.
Oh, you mean Charlie Broyhill?
That's right. A Broyhill is one of the most dangerous keaters in North America. More dangerous than a giant five-foot
timber rattler.
Why do you do this thing where you wink like Popeye the Sailor Man?
That's because I love my job, mate.
And you should see what I've got in me shed. I got all sorts of things there, including lots of magazines.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm just going to move on without the other guy then.
Oh, the other guy. So who wins,
hold on. No, hold on. We got them both now. Chris.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's our problem with the telephones. What's the answer?
What is Thriller?
What is Thriller? No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah. I knocked you down to zero.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, you can win if you have the correct answer.
What is Beat It?
Yes, speaking of your shed, yes.
And that means you, Mike Orborn, you're our low-budget deputy champion, mate.
Thank you.
You must be excited.
I'm very excited.
Almost as excited as the time I tried to have sex with a copperhead.
Yeah.
That was mighty dangerous.
So who's the winner, Steve? Mike's the winner. He doubles his score to $44. Hello.
Hello. Hello, mate.
Hello.
Hey, what's Australian for beer?
Who the hell's talking to me?
Oh, they're trying to do some shtick with you now, Steve.
Australian for beer. Do you like Foster's? That's beer for my snakes.
That's what I'm feeding them.
Yeah, watch out for it. It might reach up and bite you.
That's right. I don't want them.
We need a pressure bandage on it.
Hey, are you the man from the future?
Hey, is this Chris talking to me?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, shut the F up. I'm trying to tell the guy what he won.
I want to tell you something else about Chris. I want to tell you something else about Chris, even though it wouldn't have mattered in the game.
That's right.
The answer that he gave to Charlie Broyhill was beat it. And then because he's such a smart guy, he changed it to Thriller, which, you know, breaks a rule anyway when he got on the air. So way to go, Chris.
Hey, all right. You must be a lousy accountant, Chris. I'll tell you right now. Every without you. And now let me tell this guy what he's won, finally.
Yes, please. Thank you, Steve.
He doubles his score to $44. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $69. And hey, Mike, when you add that to your previous total, it's dangerous. You've got a total of $180. Way to go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
And do we have any neat padding gifts for Chris, the big man from Fairfax, Virginia?
No.
I didn't think so. Way to go, mate. I'm going to say he was a nasty, verbal little ripper, wasn't he?
No, we don't. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right. Yeah. Hey, listen, F you, Chris, okay?
It's me.
Okay? Okay, hey, okay, big loser, Mr. Smart Guy, got to change your answer to the wrong answer.
You know what a stupid thing is? Is when you do that, when you're giving somebody your home phone number, mate.
I think so, too.
That's right. I'm going to spend the weekend for him and me shed.
Hey, Mike, we'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot.
Beautiful. Hold on. Well, Steve, it was very dangerous, but it was a pleasure.
That's right. Now, you beware of those common domesticated hound dogs. What's that? It's my horse. Come on down here. Look at that. See if you can put one of those claws on me gums, mate. And then I'll capture you. What's that one?
But Rob has been pushing that on me all day. That is Rob's bite sound effect. And Rob, frankly, I think your bite sound effect bites.
Let's see it one more. I don't like it either right now, but I'll tell you right now, if that hawk comes down and puts his talons in me gums, I'll take it back to me shed.
Steve, man. Steve, always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy's a production of...
Coron Incorporated, and is distributed by King World.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, and check out my Bush Vich ass.
Wow.
That was the guy from Crocodile Hunter.
Yes.
He's nuts.
Yes, he's crazy. He is really, really crazy.
I tell you, Mike's impression is about a million times funnier than the goddamn show, though. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You're giving him too much there.
Yeah, I know. Give him a little too much credit, but he does get close to those snakes.
And he does have a shed, right?
He said he's got a lot of things in his shed. I'd like to see his shed.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Lancelot Link, secret chimp. And for justice, he has no fear. He's the ace in the cold when trouble's near. Lance Link, you gotta come through. Everybody, it ain't just counting on you. Being out of heaven, an agent has a premonition. Stick by his side, right to the end. Darwin is the leader on the side of the hood. Spider jump, agent like. But she's wicked all the same, old man. Sleep. What you gonna do when that strange man comes up to you? Is Ali a sightseeing? Which way through? Ain't such to look, can't really pull you. Oh, let's not think, secret you. Stand for justice, he has no fear. He's the agent that calls when trouble is near.
Cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
That's pretty good, buddy. Hey, I wanted to comment to y'all about we all are on the show tonight, Don and Nation.
Yes, sir.
Nation.
Yeah. It's Nation Singular.
Yeah, we called it Nations for like 2 weeks before we found out it's Nation Singular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we blew that one.
Yeah. But, The area down there isn't all that bad, but certain areas, maybe I would say maybe 5-6 blocks from there is when it starts getting kind of bad.
Oh, 5 or 6 blocks, that's an eternity away. For goodness sake, 5 or 6 city blocks away, sure, from the bad stuff?
Only 5-6 blocks, nothing to really worry about.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Hey, you just heard it from someone who lives in the neighborhood. You're 5 to 6 blocks away from the bad stuff.
Hey, perfect. That's significant. That's truly significant, especially when you're in New Orleans.
Hello, you know? Donna Mike.
They always say, don't walk 5 or 6 blocks away from the quarter.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I was calling to tell you, I live exactly 2 blocks from that South Capitol 395 thing.
Then you must live within the safe 5 to 6 block area.
I am closer than 5 to 6 blocks.
Okay.
And there's no reason to lock your doors. You'll be good to go.
All right. Well, you drive down there and leave your doors unlocked.
I walk down there.
I think what I'm going to do is leave the doors unlocked with the windows down tonight.
I think you should.
It's raining, Mike.
It's raining? Oh, darn.
Oh, well.
Hell, I would otherwise.
You're screaming, I love everyone.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just goofing. We'll see you there tonight.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Everybody follow me down.
Okay.
Or rather, I'll follow everybody else down. I want to have my car. I just want to go down with a group of guys.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want my car like to be like in a big funeral procession. You'll pardon the pun.
Surrounded.
I want to be like the middle car.
Mm-hmm. Right. You'll be fine. It's going to be A-OK. It used to be my commute route. I used to drive through there every day, and it's really no problem at all. You heard the guy. 5 or 6 blocks.
I know. Mm-hmm. I get scared, Mike. You know? I get very scared. Me really going out is like I've said before, going to Tyson's too.
I understand that. You don't like the big city.
No, I don't.
You're not a big city kind of guy.
It scares me, man.
The big city's always scared you.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
That's good. I want to thank you guys for being brave enough to do the show in my neighborhood. I appreciate it.
Well, and also, there are a ton of gay clubs down there, lesbian and gay males.
So yeah, I'm aware of that, too.
Brave enough to come, I'm sure, everybody else.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I look forward to coming. It'll be my first one.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
I'll walk like 3 blocks, and I'll be there.
All right. we'll see you there tonight.
I love it.
All right.
Oh, God.
We're going to have a good time today. I know that already.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
All right. Hold on. You're on the air.
Don.
Yes. Hold on. I got two lines jammed up together here. Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
It's the rain. Whenever it rains, it gets into our phone lines.
There you go. Hello.
Hello, me?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, did you catch Rosie O'Donnell this morning?
No.
She was emergency co-host with Kathy Lee and went off on quite a gun control rant based on the Littleton shootings. But then she explained that she took the newspaper this morning and put it in front of Parker, 4-year-old Parker, and pointed at the pictures and said, look, these are children who are dead by guns. These are children.
Well, listen, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there, and I'm going to tell you why. That yesterday, we purposely didn't talk about that whole thing happening in Denver for a reason. That if you want to talk about that or you want to see that on TV, you can go just about anywhere else. And frankly, you know, what can you say beyond the fact it's a tragedy? Of course, you hate any time that kids are being killed. But beyond that, what can you say? I like to think that our show is going to be like a little oasis.
Yeah, good.
Where we're not going to be talking about that.
Yeah.
We're not going to be getting psychologists on the air, and people saying, how do I tell my kids about it? I mean, understand, I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying
it is important.
Not on this show.
But this is the place where you get a break from that stuff.
Can it not be an important segue to bashing Rosie O'Donnell?
No.
No, because, see, then you're going to get into a whole thing about gun control and the NRA. You know, and that was your point, right?
Well, my further point was I don't know how she got on it, but she talked about being raised an Irish Catholic, and her father never said, I love you. The first person who ever said, I love you, was my 8th grade math teacher, a woman.
You know, the thing about...
All right, well, now that's an interesting point.
Now we're on to something.
That's an interesting point.
You were saying, though, in the office earlier that everybody really does use this type of thing, to further an agenda, and everybody has a comment, everybody has a theory, and they're all, most of them are cliches, most of them are trite, it's just overkill. And pardon the pun, but I'll tell you right now, I got home last night, watched 15 minutes of it, and had to turn it off. Not because they shouldn't cover the story, but because they're not covering the story. What they're doing is they're repeating, same footage, and it's hype, and it's no information.
And radio is worse than television in this regard, because, talk radio especially, that's where, because guys have nothing to talk about on their shows. They go, oh, fantastic. 25 kids are dead. We can open up. This will fill up 4 hours real easy.
Oh, man.
But you get people calling about it, and basically people are just calling up and saying that they're outraged by this and it's awful. Well, I mean, duh.
Yeah, really.
Of course. So we're going to stay away from that today.
Well, I'll hang up and enjoy the oasis.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
All right.
It's the oasis.
Yeah. Oasis. Right. Chance for us to just be stupid and do what we do every day.
That was a conscious decision that we made yesterday, too, on the show. We knew that was happening before we came on the radio yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, it's in everybody's mind. But, I mean, you have to have some break for that. I really do. And I think when I watched the news last night, it was all the more reason I said that that's a good idea you have about making this, one of the places where you're not going to go.
Right.
To find that, because you can get it anywhere.
As a viewer or a listener, there's only so much of that I can take. I mean, I can't listen to much more than 15 minutes of it. Same thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
Look, usually I'm out on the road. I deliver drugs for a pharmaceutical company, but I was home today, and I watched Ronin. Matter of fact, I'm watching it again right now.
And, oh, De Niro, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. Classic De Niro and... hear that line, have you killed anybody? No, but I hurt somebody's feeling. You're right. I would marry this guy.
Yeah, he simply is the greatest actor ever.
Be a real pure De Niro in that movie, Ronan. I mean, it's not gangster De Niro, but it's tough guy De Niro. And that's
he only exactly. knows how to play one character.
Yeah, it's just this, hey, okay, I'm the tough guy right now. You blew it!
But I had to laugh when I was watching the French guy from... Mission Impossible, when you were doing that little smoky Liz.
How are you? Hello, Mr. De Niro. I will tell you right now, would you like an orange cigarette?
Let's go over this plan one more time.
But yes, did you notice...
Just one more time.
Did you notice that Katarina Witt was the skater?
Yeah.
And I didn't happen to catch that Playboy issue.
Oh, see, I remember
movie.
That Playboy issue with Katerina Vitt.
And when I was watching Ronan, when I was seeing her, that's all I was thinking about. Because, thinking about the Playboy spread. And she always wears those skating dresses, though, that cover her butt. And her butt didn't look that bad in Playboy. I don't know why she wears that, that fabric hanging off her back that's covering her butt.
In Playboy, they showed her Vitt. They showed all of her Vitt.
Yes, it was very nice.
Hello.
Mike.
Yes, not a mic.
Hey, I'm getting ready to come to the show.
Oh, good. See you there. The night show will be...
live.
100% live.
Live.
Yeah, I'll be live.
It'll be live.
It'll be wild.
Wild.
Hello, not a mic.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, the strip club the previous caller talked about, I highly recommend it. I think it's right next door.
Okay, well, listen, everybody. You know, I think that the...
what time were you going on?
I think that the...
I think the Welcome Wagon Committee has gotten out the good word about the neighborhood.
There's a lot going on with this. A lot of people planning on heading down there.
Yeah, we'll see you there tonight.
I'll be there, man.
Okay, see you there.
Take care.
Nation, we hit the stage at 8 o'clock.
Excellent.
We'll see you there.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was wondering what celebrities you guys look like.
Matt Damon.
And I look at, it's a coincidence, but I happen to look like Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, huh?
Yes, every day on this show it's like Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz coincidentally looks like Robin Williams.
That's right.
So we've really got the Good Will Hunting thing happening here.
Huh. You said Brad Pitt earlier.
No, I'm sorry.
Buzz looks like, Robin Williams from Good Will Hunting.
Hello.
Hello.
Buzz, you are the most Robin Williams-y looking of everybody on this show.
I suppose if we had a contest, I'd win.
Yeah.
You would win going, hands down.
I'm not proud of that.
Right.
Especially when you wear your Ben Franklin glasses, like you have on today.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you dudes doing?
Hey, dude.
I was just going to say one thing. If you do go down there, I would recommend, because I've been there quite a bit.
If we go where, sir?
Tonight.
You mean if we go down there? What do you mean if we go down there?
Listen, we're going to this place to do the show tonight.
This is more for
Say we are tweaking this up? It is a little bit of a joke when we're talking about the Doors and the whole nine yards, please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Love, exciting, and...
This is your mic. This is your guy, Mike.
I'm not going to laugh at him today. I'm going to refuse to laugh at him today.
You're not burned out on this guy yet?
No, I'm not laughing, you see. Because I don't think it's funny anymore.
Oh, you're laughing. You're such an easy laugh.
Oh, I had to hang up on him.
That guy's got an expiration date on those phone calls, man.
Really, that guy calls like every day singing a different TV theme.
Badly.
Oh, man.
But he pleases you.
Yes, he does.
Got it.
Got this space singing. I tried not to. So I get into that high register that I kind of lose it.
Boy. You are very satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
When he calls the show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, what about Big Mac? He's kind of injured, isn't he?
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, I read in the article said it was a tight hamstring, so he'd probably be back in one game.
They pulled him out in the fifth inning. Fifth inning of his game last night. You know what I say to him? I say, take more of that Android stuff.
Let him slam it, you know what I'm saying?
Because you know that stuff, that steroid stuff that he takes,
right?
That is supposed to help.
Andro.
It is supposed to help, like, with the pulled muscles and stuff like that.
Well, that's Sammy's right. Not taking advantage of it. You know, Sammy's not hitting any home runs. Come on, Sammy!
Yeah. Just wanted to say I love you guys and rock on.
Thank you.
Later.
It's turned out to be a very boring bet thus far, the McGuire versus Sosa bet.
I find myself reflecting on it, though. I was watching the sports last night, and I always find myself looking for the Cubs game, seeing if Sosa did it. And then as soon as I find out he didn't hit a home run, I start playing this little scene in my mind.
Dennis Murphy showing up at your door.
I mean, really, of how wonderful it'll be.
Hello. Well, that's the picture that went through my mind when I read in the newspaper that McGuire was out in the fifth inning with a hamstring.
Because it's good to have the bet, it's good to talk about it, but when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, who wants Dennis Murphy spending the night at their house?
Yeah, the entire night, waking up. What I'm worried about is morning.
Ah, the morning after.
That's right.
The Dennis Murphy morning after.
Kids are going to be at grandma's that weekend.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Yep. Hold on.
You know that these lines are all like just crapping out. Hello?
Hello there, man.
Hey, my friend.
I've had a horrible splashback incident to relate to you.
Splashback?
Splashback.
What is splashback?
Well, I was had to go to the bathroom real bad, and I went to a...
Oh, splashback.
Yeah, and it was a urinal in a convenience store, kind of funky. And I went, as I was going, and I don't know, it must have bounced off the after-dinner mint or something, but a couple of big old drops right on the...
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. You were going number one at a urinal,
yeah,
and you urinated on the urinal cake, and it flew all the way back up on your thing off.
Yeah.
What did you do, have your mouth open?
Well, I was going, it had to go for a while.
Like
I was,
stay off.
Unfortunately, the first impulse once it hits your tongue is to swallow it.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I look down, there's nothing but these hairs and yellow stuff. I can't talk about it.
Jesus.
I can't talk about it.
Thank you.
You know, we let him go because he sounded like he knew what he was doing. Splashback, not flashback, splashback.
Splashback, backsplash.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I have a theory about that. You know, in the first warm day when it gets really hot out and we use the urinal, you become aware of the fact that you probably wouldn't be aware with long pants that every time you're peeing, there is splash factor.
Oh, sure.
And you don't really know that until you pee at a urinal in a pair of shorts. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that, oh, my God. And then you kind of rearrange for it. But when you have long, it's so fine, you can't even see it.
Every time I pee.
Right.
Every time I pee. I come out of the urinal with a big wet spot right in my crotch area. I don't know if it's that I don't shake properly.
You don't wait. You're impatient. You don't wait till the mission is completely finished.
And a lot of times when I go off my deck, if I'm wearing like a sweatsuit that's made of that plastic stuff.
Oh, no.
When I come inside, I notice, I put my feet up, I sit back down, I put my feet up, and I notice like that the bottoms of my pants, a little damp.
Oh,
because of the slats on the deck.
Yeah, well, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, when you get that wet spot, you ever fill up your car with gas, and if you're in a hurry, and you fill it, and it goes click, and it shuts off,
and then it spurts over,
and then you just should wait a minute. You should wait a minute before you pull the nozzle out.
Well, see, what always happens to me is that when it clicks, I always go up, and I always just think, well, I could use just a little more, so I give it a little extra,
right,
and then it.
Yeah.
Spurts out on me.
Spurts out. But even if you stop when it clicks, and you have to wait, because if you pull it out right away, you're going to get the dribble effect. Don't pull out too soon.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you think that I always have a big wet spot on my pants.
Sometimes, you know, it's just you wait that extra second, or it's the extra shake just to make double sure.
Well, a lot of times, even when I shake, I still get it. I don't know why. I really do. I stand there, I shake it so much that it ends up being another act I'm shaking it.
So you do wait? You actually do wait?
And then not always.
It's the teaser driblet then. It's just way up there and just kind of goes,
it's
yep.
Like, it's that one droplet that's in the impossible to reach spot, I guess.
I hear it's really common with a one-foot semi.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you. As a matter of fact, the other day when we did the ugly breast contest,
right?
When I went out to the bathroom, when there was a lobby full of the 20 women out there.
On the floor.
I noticed. What?
On the floor.
Yes, the women were on the floor. Thank you, Buzz. When I came out of the bathroom, I was standing there washing my hands and looking at myself in the mirror, and I realized, oh, my God, I've got a gigantic wet spot right in my crotch area. So what I had to do was grab some paper towels.
Right.
And I tried to make it very nonchalant when I came out of the bathroom. It's like I was drying my hands with the paper towels, but really using the paper towels
to cover up the wet spot.
To cover the huge wet spot.
Until you got in here where it was safe, where nobody looks.
Right. Well,
where nobody cares.
You guys look, you just don't tell.
Of course, the sales guys here at the station, when they wash their hands, for whatever reason, I think they cup their hands and then just dump the water right out under the counter. And if you're not paying attention and you want to get extra close, like to look at a nose hair or something like that, and you pull away.
Yeah, you get the splash effect.
God, then you've got the whole little streak of water, which looks like you've wet your pants.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, this is Rob. We're in front of the nation for your Las Vegas style show.
The doors don't even open until 6 o'clock, my friend.
Hold on, a bus is coming by. You're absolutely right. The doors are not open.
Right, they don't open for 2.5 more hours.
Yeah, but we know that the demand is going to be so huge that we needed to get down here early.
All right, appreciate that. Thank you.
Listen, thank you.
Also heard there's a good strip joint down there, so you can probably while away a few hours.
Yeah, around the corner. I believe the address, no.
Don't forget, tonight's show at Nation will be
live.
Totally live.
Live.
100% live show tonight.
All right.
We will see you there. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. This is just somebody who's not paying attention.
Or being a prankster.
a bad prankster to being a prankster.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God.
Man. Oh, boo.
Embarrassed.
Oh.
Boo.
Well, I do have a grudging amount of respect for those people that call and realize maybe 15 or 20 seconds into it
right.
that they're in over their heads.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have those people just hang up.
The panic callers.
And move along than try to stay on the line and save it.
Yeah, people that are just sitting there saying, I can't do this.
Click.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the newsletter is just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stutz column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Oh, mm-hmm.
No.
Thoughts. Thoughts. It's October, and we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
Couple more.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow!
I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough, thanks.
Yeah, hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Fine. Hey, Hank.
Oh, Jesus.
Come here, listen.
Come here. Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again.
What?
Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate. Hey, now. Hey, you little shit. Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired. Look, it didn't even faze him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
You bet.
I thought I had a hairy ass. Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
They want me! They want me!
Congrats!
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're gonna be great.
Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What, are you f***ing insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is... Hercules! Ha, 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 ha!
The Don and Mike Show.
They wear a lot of hats while they fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. This is,
oh, hi.
This is Don and Mike, your radio friends.
The listener's friends. Hey, Don, if you're having those dribbles after you pee, you know, it might be prostate trouble. You might have to have somebody give you the old finger and check it out.
Oh, einen Finger.
I don't think so, baby.
When do you have to start thinking about that?
What age?
When your buzz's age.
Right, 45, 50, right
yeah.
in there.
When your buzz's age. Yeah. Mike, I'm still way too young for that, and so are you, my friend.
Yes, I am. I am much too young for that. Much too young to have the finger exam soon.
That could be fun, though.
Could be fun. I don't, maybe for you it'd be fun. Not fun for me.
Bend over and drop your pants, Mr. Babar.
And definitely not fun for the doctor.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, it depends on the doctor, I would think.
If he was giving me the exam, I don't think it would matter.
All right, there we go, yeah. Yeah, looking forward to this exam.
Tell us, Don and Mike show.
It must be, you know what it is? I didn't even notice. It's low pressure.
Yeah, it's raining. Mm-hmm. It's raining like holy shit out there. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi, my friend.
Hey, I got a solution for your pants problem there. What you do is on your way out, or before you go out, dry your hands on the front of your pants and mumble something about damn out of paper towels again.
Oh, you see, you mean wet the entire front of the
sure,
pants
yeah.
area.
Sure, make sure you leave a hand imprint there, patting your pockets as you walk out and go, son of a bitch, I'm going to get that... Get the janitor as soon as I see him.
Okay.
All right. I think I'd rather live through the embarrassment of just having a little wet spot rather than douse myself.
Well, it's not like that wet spot goes away quickly, too, because it comes from the inside.
Speaking of that, when I was in the Navy, we used to have somebody observe you while you were given a urine test.
Yeah.
And my chief, you know, they wear the khakis, right? And he would stand there to make sure that you weren't putting something into a specimen bottle. I mean, you'd be surprised what would go into specimen bottles. But while he was standing there, as soon as I finished, I would turn and wash my hands and then sprinkle towards his pants and let him have the effect.
Well, sounds like you had a good time in the Navy.
Wonderful. Mikhail, this is Binghamton.
Captain Binghamton.
Binghamton. Carpenter, I've got to urinate.
Carpenter, that was the name of his assistant.
That's right.
Who I always thought was queer.
Carpenter!
Right, you know what I'm talking
yes,
about? The tall
yeah.
guy kind of looked like Fred Willard on Mikhail's Navy.
Exactly what he looked like. That's right. That's right. And I always thought they might have had a thing. Tim Conway and him might have had a thing going on.
Hello.
Hello, Dynamite.
Mikhail.
You ever seen the Tom Arnold McHale's Navy?
No, I saw 5 seconds of it. I was so angry I turned it off.
It's awful.
It's the worst.
It's awful. And poor Ernest Borgnine, who mm-hmm. I guess has no money left.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He does like a cameo.
So sad.
Well,
so,
he's playing an admiral.
Do you remember the reaction we had when we found out that he was getting the role Tom
yeah.
Arnold of McHale?
McHale!
Come on, McHale!
Hello.
Joe Flynn. Mikhail!
Joe Flynn, what a great character actor he was, man. They don't have guys like that. You know, you do not see guys, that's one thing you do not see anymore, is guys like that. The guys with the horn-rimmed glasses, there's another guy that was in all those old movies that had his hair slicked back and it was just like, well, oh yes, hello, and they were always the same.
Do you remember, you're not included in this, Rob, because I know you probably know the answer. Do you remember the name of the Japanese guy that worked for Mikhail?
Oh. Fuji.
Right.
Yeah. Fuji, oh yeah.
Right, Fuji.
Yeah, they were always, you know, protecting Fuji, hiding Fuji. Fuji was always doing things for him, you know. It was great.
Fuji was always, like, working their, they had, like, a still going. They'd be
right.
making booze, or they'd be making calendars with right. girls with bikinis on them and stuff. And Fuji would be in a grass hut printing these things out like crazy. Oh, here comes Binghamton. You better hide me, Mikhail.
Fuji, go behind the ammo dump. Come on.
Mikhail.
Captain Binghamton. What a surprise.
Pleasure to see you.
Real PT boats, too, they used on that show.
Mikhail Navy's one of those shows, and I never really liked it when it was out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't generally like it now, but I have very fond memories of that show.
It was a warm, fuzzy show. It was a show that made you feel good. I'm mm-hmm. not sure exactly why. And a show that also, when they were on the PT boat, you know, that you would see the establishing shot of the PT boats coming into the dock, which I think they shot like one time a year.
Uh-huh.
And then anytime you'd see them on the PT boat, it would be standing up there with like the worst blue screen.
Fake background.
Wasn't even blue screen. They put them in back of like a movie screen, you know, with the ocean shaking around in back of them.
Mikhail.
I guess the reason I know so much about Mikhail's Navy is because back in the day,
right,
when there were only like 5 TV channels that you could get,
and it was a prime come home from school show.
Yeah, many times Mikhail's Navy would be your number one option.
That's
I mean,
right.
You know, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, now you come home, you got 300 damn choices. Back then, you had channel 4, 5, 7, 9, and 20.
Mikhail's Navy, The Wild Wild West, Hogan's Heroes. Those were my top three.
Mm-hmm. It was Batman, of course. Number one Batman.
Well, yeah, I think Wild Wild West was, didn't that come on before?
That was more of a Saturday morning show, though. I think that generally your everyday shows, your after-school shows were like Batman, Munsters,
yeah. Yeah, the
Addams Family.
Yeah, but I think that actually Wild Wild West was a primetime show in the evening.
I'm only talking ahead. About like, you know, 4:30 after-school time.
With Artemis Gordon and Dr. Lovelace.
Scary little midget.
Oh, we were talking about how scary he was the other day.
Excuse me.
Little person.
Dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, just in case Scott's listening.
Right.
Hey, I thought Scott was going to call us. Scott, the argumentative dwarf. I thought he was going to call and book his dwarfing band on the show.
Yeah, he's supposed to, but Tree Frog Live?
Tree Frog High.
Tree Frog High.
Mm-hmm. Never heard another word from him. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Donna Mike?
Great.
Anyway, you know, be a man. Quit the shaking it, man. Just bring it out.
Oh, come on.
Ring it up.
Not on my show. I could because I have a foot long, so. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you know, there's a little poem about that dribbling thing.
No matter how hard you shake and dance, the last three drops always land in your pants. Know it well, sir. Thank you.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi. Have you guys forgotten about stuff like Speed Racer for Saturday mornings?
Speed Racer was an excellent after-school show. Excellent.
4 o'clock on Channel 20 was Speed Racer time. I never got into the Speed Racer. Johnny Quest was a Saturday morning show.
Right. Johnny Quest was prime time Saturday morning. Right. Speed Racer was like 4:30 every day on Channel 20.
I remember coming home and sneaking upstairs saying I was watching Speed Racer and Ultraman, but actually watching Dark Shadows.
Oh, Dark Shadows was great. Yeah.
I went to college with a guy who was in the remake of Dark Shadows.
Barnaby Jones, wasn't that the vampire's
Barnabas.
Name on that show?
Barnabas.
Oh, Barnaby Jones was, what's his name, was Judd Clampett.
Right. Yes. You know, I said Dark Shadows was good, but now thinking back, it was always a tremendous letdown. It was always no payoff. It was very disappointing.
Well, it was a soap opera.
Yeah, it was a soap opera, you know, with teeth, and it just didn't work. It was cheesy, but, you know, it was an alternative. It was something spooky.
Scary. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, yeah, I wanted to talk to the guys about if they remember a show called Ultraman.
Sure, yeah, a Japanese show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, very cheesy. Very, very cheesy. Your radio's up too loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hello. Those years and years of Ultraman has conditioned him not to turn his radio down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling out here from California. Listen to you guys at KHTK Sacramento.
Yeah.
Las Vegas style show is going to be playing anywhere out here where I can pick it up on the radio.
Pardon me, come again?
Is the Las Vegas-style show tonight going to be broadcast anywhere out here where I can pick it up on the radio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah. Just hit your scan button.
Would that stay on KHTK?
No. Hit your scan button all night tonight.
Yeah, we go on stage about 8:30, and about that time, you know, that would, you know, figure out the time change, and then hit your scan button, and you should hear the complete broadcast of the Las Vegas-style show.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
We already have a winner in our dumbest caller game.
Yeah.
Please, no more calls.
Yeah, what time? Yeah.
Please, we have a winner. And tonight's show will be...
Live.
Totally live. Thank you, Eric. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike here.
Don and Mike, it's Uncle Skip from Washington. Don, you remember me better as Niedermeyer.
Oh, hello, Niedermeyer.
What's going on, guys?
Are you on a speaker, Niedermeyer?
Oh, hold on. I think I'm a speaker. I'm in my car. Just wanted to say hello. Mike hadn't talked to you in ages.
Hi.
Don, say hello, but I was listening to your podcast, Don, and I used to
experience. I have no idea who this guy is.
And what I found I would do is after I did the shake thing, I would just relax and
Mike, it's Niedermeyer.
And as if I was putting it back in my pants, but not actually doing so. And when you do that relaxed action.
Yeah, it's probably somebody we met a long time ago.
Right.
Right. You know, still clinging to that memory, you know, that we're their friends.
Sure.
Okay, hey, thanks, Niedermeyer.
You're the greatest, Niedermeyer.
See ya.
See you later, Mike.
Goodbye, Niedermeyer. My friend. Niedermeyer.
Hello.
You know, the weird thing is, I'll see the guy, and I will recognize him, and I'll know exactly who it is. And it's like, you guys busted on me. Well, sorry, Niedermeyer.
Hello.
Buzz is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Okay. Hello.
Very timely.
Not on my show.
Donnie.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, got a little solution for your wet spot at your wet spot.
Yes.
When I realized I wasn't a flat belly anymore, that my abs had turned to flabs, I realized I needed to unbutton the top button on my pants in addition to the zipper, and it took the wet spot away. Hopefully it won't take your wet spot away except your wet spot.
You mean because it freed up the plumbing down there a little bit?
You got it, because the whole thing was so jam-packed, because, of course, I didn't want to wear those 32 waists like I should. I wanted to stick into them 30s, and there was so much kind of pressure behind there.
I'm a big believer in that. If you have too much pressure with your pants, if your belt's pulled too tight or if your pants are too tight, it will affect the plumbing down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll check it out tonight. Today I have 36s.
You guys are fucking fad.
Oh, did you just say the F word?
I think you did.
I didn't know. It's a bucking fad. Try it one more time.
You mean we're bad?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that was horrible.
Don't try the Tig Old Biddies game with us, okay? We're the masters of that.
I mean, first you're manic and you're yelling it in there and you're confusing us.
Oh, okay.
You rucking freetard.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I will check that theory out, though, today.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm right between wearing, like, a size 36 and a size 34. Today I have the 36 jeans on.
Right.
Which are just a little loose on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I will check it out and see if...
if, in fact, I still spill.
That might be a factor. I think when there's pressure, you know, that's what happens.
Hello. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hello?
Hello.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you can talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you can. And what they'd like you to do before you speak with them is they'd like you to turn your radio down.
Okay, I did.
But first, please tell me what you'd like to speak to them about.
Oh, about the wet, cleaning up the wet.
What?
Spot.
What?
Cleaning up the wet spot. About, you know, ringing their jimmy.
How come so many idiots call us? I mean, how come? Because how come so many idiots call us?
Because they can.
I guess so.
That's the reason, because they can.
Yep. So you still want to talk to them?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second, please. All right, this would just be a little exercise to see really just how dumb that guy is. Okay, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing great, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Who's this?
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Hi, what you want to talk about? What's your topic?
Cleaning up your jimmy.
Oh, you mean about the wet spot?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, great call, yes.
Right. Yeah, that's a terrific idea. Thank you.
Hey, wait up.
What?
All you need to do is carry your extra tissue, and then when you pull it out...
Hold on, I got to put you back on hold. I think okay. the screener might talk to you.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Not on my show.
Hey, so what you need to do is pull out your...
No. They put you on hold. They must have put you on hold for a reason. What did you want to talk to them about?
Cleaning up their jimmy.
Pardon me?
Cleaning up their jimmy.
Did you talk to Don and Mike?
I don't know.
What do you mean jimmy? Jimmy who?
No. You know when they're talking about the wet spot?
No.
Okay. When they're...
Have you been on the air with Don and Mike?
Not that I know of.
Who is Jimmy?
What?
What? What's Jimmy?
No, when they're cleaning up their jimmy.
Do you need to talk to Don and Mike?
Yes.
All right, where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Okay, hold on.
There is no Jimmy on the show, though.
Hold on, let's talk to Don and Mike.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, who's this?
Patrick.
Patrick, where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Oh, Patrick, what can we do for you today on the Don and Mike Show?
I'm just trying to help you guys out. So when you take a whiz, usually you carry around a...
Whoa, hold on just a second there, okay?
Did you say whiz?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
All righty. Okay, I got a good one.
Okay, all right, hold on. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Somebody was put on hold. Are you the guy that used the profanity with Don and Mike?
No.
Did you just say whiz?
Yeah, but that's not a profanity.
Oh, yes, it is.
Can't say that.
It's one of the seven big ones.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
That they put you on hold because of that. But if they might get back to you. If they get back to you, please don't use the profanity, please.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Who's this?
Patrick.
Patrick, where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Well, Patrick, you're on the Don and Mike Show. What can we do for you today?
Okay, so what I was trying to finish was, what I was trying to tell you guys...
Start from the beginning, Patrick. What can we do for you, sir?
I'm just trying to help you guys.
Are you that guy with the potty mouth that we had to put on hold?
No.
I didn't want to talk to this guy again. I'm going to put him back on hold. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Yo, were you put on hold, sir?
Yeah.
Why'd they put you on hold?
I have no idea.
Did you say something to them?
No.
Did you piss them off?
No.
What is your name?
Patrick.
Have you been on the air?
Not that I know of.
What it says on my computer screen you want to talk about Jimmy. Jimmy who?
What? Who's Jimmy?
This is the guy that said whiz.
But it says here on my screen that says he wants to talk about Jimmy. Who is Jimmy?
Yeah, I don't know who Jimmy is.
All right, where are you calling them from?
Maryland.
All right, I'm going to put you through.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, who's this?
It's Patrick.
Where are you from, Patrick?
Maryland.
Too muck and fudge.
Let me guess. You want to talk about whizzing with your Jimmy?
No.
Of course you do, Patrick.
Hello?
Why do you call it a Jimmy, Patrick? Come on, tell us why you call it a Jimmy. Please.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Oh, come on. You know, we have a new winner. I know we said that we had already had the winner for the dumbest caller of the day.
That's right.
But this is a stunning upset. This guy, Phil, is the new winner as the dumbest caller of the day.
Way to go, Patrick.
Patrick. I'm sorry, I called him Phil.
Phil?
Phil?
Phil
Connor?
All right, goodbye now. Thanks for calling the show.
You guys rule!
Right on.
And he's happy.
Phil all loves right. you.
He's happy.
I bet he still doesn't know he was on the air.
No.
Still doesn't know.
He's just holding on to his Jimmy.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Can we read again? Sammy Davis from this area. Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.